There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Logan.
Okay, in the truck, we're ready to go. I'm pumped. Ten members of the 2010 Glenwood Demons football team earned a state championship ring 2 years ago by beating the Fort Morgan Mustangs 24-13. To Nick Ciani, Chris Ayala, Willie Pellin, Luke Jacob, Chad Montevere, Mike Moreno, Blaze Barham, Michael Brunk, and Connor Denny, that's ancient history. Those rings are tucked away. Today, those young men and their teammates in red and white are looking to make their own mark on the gridiron and write their own chapter in the annals of Glenwood Springs football. Good Saturday afternoon to everyone listening to KMTS, KMTS.com, and to those both listening and watching in a live webcast on BeHeardTV.com. It's Championship Football Saturday as the 12-1 second-seeded Glenwood Demons battle the number one and undefeated Elizabeth Cardinals for the 2010 3A state title. I'm Ron Milhorn. Glad to have you along for today's big game. Joining me in today's broadcast, as he has for the last 12 and a half years, the coach, the teacher, the mentor, the stat man extraordinaire, Jack DeBoer. Jack, after that 2008 season, it was so magical, so incredible for Glenwood. We kind of looked at each other and thought, well, that was fun. Savor it, enjoy it, because it's unlikely we'll be here again anytime soon. And here we are back at Legacy Stadium, about to call yet another championship football game and the fourth one in our 12 years together in the booth. It's a real blessing. By the way, congratulations to the Olathe Pirates. They won the 2A championship just like they did in 2008, this time a 14-13 victory over the Brush Beat Diggers. So, Jack, here we are again.
Well, and as has been well documented, what makes this just kind of an old home week is Chris Klein on the opposite side of the field from Glenwood, the coach of the Elizabeth Cardinals. Of course, he's well known in on the Western Slope, former Rifle High School all-state linebacker. He was a defensive coach on the Rifle State Championship team. Coached under Daryl Gorham there, and he was athletic director at Rifle, and now he's doing both of those jobs for Elizabeth. So a little bit of a connection there, and of course, Chris and I go way back.
Yep.
Former student and player for me way back in junior high school.
We'll touch on that a little bit when my interview with Chris, which you'll hear in a little bit.
But the thing that that strikes me about this ball game just immediately is neither one of these teams have, well, especially Elizabeth. Elizabeth hasn't really played anybody. They played a pretty good Erie team their first game of the season, and that's the only time all season long they've been behind was in that game. They won it. But the number two team in their league, Evergreen, lost to Vista Ridge. The number three team, Englewood, of course, went out to Glenwood easily in the first round. And Glenwood, you know, Palisade, of course, was ranked ahead of Glenwood in most polls most of the season, even after Glenwood beat Palisade. The toughest team Glenwood has played is Rifle, and of course Montrose, but that wasn't a fair test because Montrose, they went into it without Luke Jacob and still played them 0-0 into the fourth quarter. So Glenwood has played maybe a tougher schedule. Don't know what that's going to mean today.
Yeah. Also joining us in the broadcast of today's championship is our sideline reporter and extra eyes on the and ears on the field, Glenwood Springs student athlete and senior Joe Sabrowski. Joe is right now doing a little pregame show with Be Heard TV, but we'll hear from him a little bit later on. Jack, well, the Elizabeth Cardinals appear to be the favorite based on some incredible numbers they put up this year. You've got to consider the fact that they've never gotten past the first round of the playoffs. On the other hand, Glenwood Demons have a strong factor in their favor, and that's experience in the postseason, especially in recent years under head coach Rocky Whitworth.
Well, sometimes it's just your year. For instance, you know, in 2008, Glenwood hadn't been in the playoffs in a number of years. I don't know how many years it was, 20-some years or something like that. And then they win the state championship. Well, I take that back. They were in the playoffs the year before but went out in the first round to Sterling in that OT game. Kind of prepped them. Of course, Elizabeth went out in the first round last year against Glenwood, and they had gone out in the first round, I think, six straight years until this year, and now they seem to have it all together. They're a senior-dominated team, a lot like Glenwood was that year in 2008. So I'm sure they're thinking that the stars are lined up for them to break through.
Some other sponsors we want to recognize joining our broadcast, Sunshine's Coffee, Deli Take and Bake, W.J. Bradley and Michael Picori congratulating the Glenwood Demons on their winning season, making it to the state championship in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. It is deja vu in more ways than one. Not only are the Glenwood Demons playing once again for a state title, they're following another Western Slope powerhouse, the Olathe Pirates, as we mentioned, in the 2A championship here at Legacy Stadium. Pirates took on the Brush Beat Diggers in a defensive struggle and came away with a gold football, second time in 3 years, as they defeated the Beat Diggers 14-13. And we're just about 34 minutes away from kickoff of the 3A state championship game between the Glenwood Demons and the Elizabeth Cardinals, live from Legacy Stadium in Aurora. When we come back, we'll hear from Demons head coach Rocky Whitworth and Elizabeth Cardinals head football coach, athletic director, and Rifle High School alumnus Chris Klein right after this timeout at KMTS, KMTS.com, and Be Heard TV. Welcome back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora, the site of today's 3A Colorado High School football championship between the Glenwood Demons and the Elizabeth Cardinals. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabor and Joe Sabrowski in the sidelines. When Glenwood Demons head coach Rocky Whitworth was hired in the spring of 2004, he was here for one purpose, to restore a winning tradition in Glenwood football. He certainly accomplished that with four trips to the playoffs that include a state title, an undefeated season in 2008, and now a return trip to the mountaintop of Colorado High School football. Here's Coach Rocky Whitworth. That was Glenwood Demons head coach Rocky Whitworth. He's put Glenwood football back on the map along with an outstanding staff of assistants, Neil Galuba, Joe Lutke, Eric Nieslanek, Steve Carter, Dennis Brunk, Guy Ryan, Jared Walter, Pat Engel, Terrence Hawkins, Greg Greer, Jad Ditlow, Brian Shohan, and Steve Olek. Keeping them healthy all season long has been, as always, athletic trainer Marnie Barton, the best in the business. Can't get your job done day in and day out without great team managers. And this year's coach Rocky Whitworth has relied on Allie Brown, Brianna Brenson, Cody Derby, and Parker Biggs. On the home side of the field, the red and black of Elizabeth High School, the Cardinals, who are hoping to take their first gold football back to town. Their coach for the last 11 seasons has been Chris Klein, an all-too-familiar name to Jack Jabor. A lot of people know in Western Colorado. We'll hear from Coach Klein right after this timeout at KMTS, KMTS.com, and Be Heard TV. Welcome back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora on the campus of Cherokee Trail High School. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabor, Joe Sabrowski. Welcome aboard. Thanks for listening to KMTS, KMTS.com, and Be Heard TV. We are ready for kickoff, the 3A State Championship for 2010. The Glenwood Demons, with nine members of this team, they were here, and they won a ring and a gold football in 2008, but this is a different chapter. And the Elizabeth Cardinals looking for their first ever state championship. The number one ranked Cardinals won the toss. They are going to take the ball. The Demons will be kicking off. Here they go. Here's the kickoff. We are underway. It's a short kick, high kick by Whedon, taken at the 9-yard line by Brad Goldsberry. Goldsberry's got some running room up the left side, and he's hit hard and brought down around the 26-yard line.
So very unconventional move by Chris Klein. Generally, when you win the toss, you want to go on D, get those butterflies out by making some hits. I think that shows you the confidence that Elizabeth has in their offense. And I really think it's going to be the performance of the two offenses that's going to decide this game. That, of course, always the turnover game or special teams.
But beautiful sunshiny day here in Aurora, but very cold and a little breezy. Dalton Taylor is the quarterback. Rolls to his right after the fake handoff. Being pressured, runs. He's going to keep it. Across the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Forced out of bounds. And a flag is thrown. It's going to be a late hit. Out of bounds. Dalton Taylor, 6 foot two, 183 pounds senior, plays both ways. We'll see what the flag is all about on this the first play from scrimmage. Well, they're out there talking to the Glenwood captain, Nick Ciani, and it is going to be a holding call. Looks like I started to see a holding signal from one of the officials, and it is indeed, no, it's a block in the back. Block in the back against Elizabeth.
Tough break. That would have been about a 20-yard run and a first down, obviously.
Glenwood Demons defensively led by Levi Federhoff, Grigo Garcia, Michael Mills, Chris Ayala, Chad Monavir, Colin Thornton, Nick Ciani, J.D. Whedon, Alberto Ramirez, Willie Pelland.
Is still a first down.
It is a first down, so ball's marked at the 36-yard line, first and 10. We're just underway. Single back, double wing formation. Goldsberry goes in motion. Die play left side.
Big game.
And that is a big game for Matt Beery. 6'2", 185-pounder. And they, Chris Klein likes to run the ball. And look at Chris in short pants today. It is a cold day here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. Gain of 9, second down and 1 for the Cardinals. Ball marked at the 46-yard line of Elizabeth.
Well, this is what Elizabeth has demonstrated the confidence that they can do, is move the ball.
Counterplay. It's a handoff to Goldsberry, and Goldsberry has the first down. Gain of about 3. Ball will be marked at the 48-yard line of Elizabeth. Elizabeth just down the road, so this is like a home game for them. Boy, they got a great contingent of fans. We're on the 2 years ago, Glenwood was on this side, the shaded side. But, Elizabeth, I think the whole town is, they just put up the close sign.
There's an awful lot of red across the field as well.
Yes. Though. Man goes in motion. Well, Glenwood jumped offside, no flag. Play over right tackle. Hand off to Matt Beery for a couple of yards. He's into Glenwood territory across the 50. And ball will be marked at the 47. Make it the 48 of Glenwood. No score yet, just underway. 3A state championship here at Legacy Stadium. Ron Milhorn, Jack DeBoer, and Joe Sabrowski. Second down and 5 for the Cardinals. Dalton Taylor under center. Goldsberry behind, or Matt Beery behind him. Man goes in motion, sweep to the right side. That's number 25, Zach Butler. And Glenwood, with great pursuit, holds him to no gain, maybe a yard. That'll bring up third down and about 4.
I was looking at last year's game, and Taylor ran the ball 6 times for 14 yards, Beery 8 times for 28, Goldsberry 4 for 13, and Butler twice for 4. So Glenwood really clamped down on the running game.
No gain, third down and 5. We had Federhoff and Pelland, Montebier in on that last tackle. Third and 5. Taylor under center. Double slot, Matt. Man goes in motion. Keeper by Taylor across the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's off to the races. Touchdown, Elizabeth. No flags. And the Cardinals are on the board in a hurry.
Everybody took the fake to Beery. He was stood up hard, and nobody got to Taylor, who got around the end. He faked it to his main running back, and that just cleared everything out.
9:44 to go here in the first quarter, and the Cardinals are on the board.
47-yard touchdown run.
Dalton Taylor, the quarterback. And a flag is thrown. Glenwood jumped off sides. That's going to move it half the distance now. Elizabeth's going to go for 2. Six nothing Cardinals, 9:44 to go. 47-yard touchdown run by quarterback Dalton Taylor after that dive fake. Took it over the right side at great blocking.
Glenwood has been behind several times this year in the first quarter. The last time, I believe, was Rifle. They were behind 3 quarters of that game. Goldsberry.
And Goldsberry is stopped. Elizabeth play. Oh, no, they gave the signal. There it is, the 2-point conversion. They hesitated and decided Goldsberry made it over. So a little penalty there cost the Demons an extra point. It's now 8-0 Elizabeth, 9:44 to go first quarter. Kickoff after this on KMTS, KMTS.com, Be Heard TV. Back to Legacy Stadium, the 3A state championship. Elizabeth Cardinals strike first. The 9:44 mark, a 47-yard touchdown run by quarterback Dalton Taylor. Now a sides penalty on the extra point gave the Cardinals a little extra room, and they went for 2 and made it. 8-0 Cardinals. Here we go with the kickoff. Deep receive for Glenwood. It's a pooch kick, and I think Elizabeth was offsides. The kicker kind of topped the ball. Mills and Tribble were deep to receive.
Well, they are looking to take advantage of the early moments of this game. They got exactly what they wanted. They took the football when they won the coin toss. Almost all teams choose to defer and take the ball in the second half. They drove 75 yards in 6 plays, and now they were trying to recover an onside kick there.
So we'll move it back 5 yards. Elizabeth will kick the ball off from the 35. Tribble and Mills around the 15-yard line to receive. Here's the kick. Again, he tops it. Bounces up.
It's still loose.
Still live, and Glenwood pounced on it. That was Cam Avery protecting the ball. Demons will have pretty good field position at the 29-yard line, their first possession.
But no return whatsoever. So that was fairly effective for Elizabeth.
Again, Olathe beat Brush for the 2A state championship. They're second in 3 years, 14-13. Here we go, the Glenwood Demons' first possession. Luke Jacob, the quarterback. Drew Halsh, who suffered a hit pointer the closing minutes of last week's win over Canyon City, is back in action on a special pad. He's to the right of Jacob. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Demons going right to left. Hand off to Halsh. No, keeper by Jacob. And Jacob is tripped up. What a great tackle made by John Weber. 6'1", 173 pounds. He read that play, didn't bite on the fake to Halsh, and dropped Jacob for a loss of 3, second and 13.
And that was a little different than the normal fake to Halsh. Jacob usually goes off tackle. That time he was trying to get around end, and there were two Elizabeth players in the backfield, and one of them got him.
Henry Hill and Cam Avery, wide left. Wide right is Austin Tribble. To the left of Jacob is Drew Halsh. Second and 13 from the 26.
See if they go to the air.
Jacob
here.
Takes a snap. Back to throw. Now he's going to run it. Draw. Up the middle. And Jacob's got room across the 35, across the 40. Makes a move to the 45, down to the 50-yard line and into Elizabeth territory. Luke Jacob, who had over 200 yards rushing last week in the win over Canyon City, with a big run there and a big cheer from the Glenwood side.
Haven't seen that play all that often from Glenwood this year.
The draw.
The quarterback draw, yeah.
First and 10 right at the 50-yard line.
Gain of 24, though, for Luke.
Three receiver set. Halsh to the right of Jacob. Luke takes a snap. Fakes the handoff to Halsh. Throwing is Jacob. It's complete to Cam Avery. Avery on the far sideline at the Glenwood side. Gain of about 7 to about the 40. It's like the 44-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Joe Sabrowski's on the Glenwood side. Joe, how's it going over there?
You know, it's going good. It looks like during the first set, Glenwood got a little bit rattled by Elizabeth. However, you know, now we can see on the field that they're starting to get settled down.
All right, you're basking in sunshine over there. We got the shade over here. It's getting a little colder. Second down and 3 for the Demons. Ball at the 43-yard line of Elizabeth, 8-0 Cardinals. 8:46 to go, first quarter. Jacob takes the snap. He's going to run it right side, and he spins forward. He's close to a first down. He might be a little bit short, maybe a yard. Here comes Chris Ayala into the play.
No fake on that one, just a direct snap, and Jacob following the right side of the line. There was, again, Elizabeth penetration. You know, coming into this game, it was the defenses, really, that were celebrated. Elizabeth has not given up more than one touchdown in their last 9 games.
Yeah,
and Glenwood been similar. And yet, you know, from these opening drives, we may be in for a shootout today.
Third and less than a yard. Jacob with a snap. Keeps it. Spins forward. He has got the first down. The momentum took him just across the 40.
Not He's got easy. The,
not much at all, but didn't need a lot. It was less than a yard. And it is a first down for Glenwood. Right at the 39-yard line of the Cardinals. 8-0 Elizabeth, 8:09 to go in the first quarter of this 3A state championship game.
Well, Elizabeth drove 75 yards on the first series of the game. It was a 6-0 lead, and then the penalty on Glenwood allowed him to go for 2. And again, Chris Klein just gambling, going for it, being very aggressive.
Jacob looks over the D. Halsh to his left. Halsh hasn't carried the ball yet. Three receivers to the left.
Here it goes, I bet. Nope.
Nope, keeper by Jacob. Jacob across the 35, down to the 30-yard line. And that's a pickup of about 9 yards. He's about a yard short of the first down.
You know, the fact that Halsh hasn't touched it makes you wonder, is he going to be a decoy primarily today? Maybe he's not fully healthy. And they don't want Elizabeth to know, so he's out there.
Second down and a yard. Nice opening drive for the Glenwood Demons. They trail 8-0. Ball at the 30-yard line. Ayala is split in the middle. Trips left. Halsh deep and to the right of Jacob.
He's got to get it here.
There's Halsh with a kick. First down. 25, 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5.
He lost the ball.
The ball is dead. It's dead. The referee is blowing it dead. He was clearly down right at the 6-yard line. He bounced off the carpet.
Boy, did he.
And the ball came loose then.
No spongy, soft Stuhler field today.
This field, you know, it's a lot of schools play here. Cherokee Trail, Grandview, Overland. It gets it's a little worn in the middle for being an artificial turf field. First and goal, Demons.
25-yard run on the first time Drew Halsh touches the ball. I guess maybe that answers our question.
Halsh to the left of Jacob. Keeper by Jacob, left side. Finds a little running room. He stood up and driven back.
I think he lost yardage.
Tackle made by Eli McKinney.
Depends where they spot it. Might give him forward progress.
Yeah, they're going to mark it at the 3-yard line.
Okay. Gain of 2.
Second
then.
And goal from the 3. 8-0 Cardinals. Demons knocking on the door here.
Halsh has been Mr. Touchdown for Glenwood, especially in the playoffs. He's got 7 touchdowns in Glenwood's 3 games. He's got 21 for the year. See if they give him the ball here.
Triple wide left, Avery wide right. Montevere in motion at fullback. Handoff to NF whistles low, and I don't see any flags.
Generally, that's going to go against the offense, but you're right. I don't see any hankies.
I saw Nick Ciani clapping his hands. There was a flag over here on the near side. It's going against Elizabeth. They were lined up, I think, in the neutral zone, so that moves it to the 1-yard line. Still second and goal.
Interesting. We've had a 2-yard penalty and a 2.5-yard penalty in this game.
Yeah.
That 2.5-yard penalty is the reason the score is 8-0 instead of 7.
6:11 to go. Demons right at the doorstep. Second and goal from the 1. 8-0 Elizabeth. Tribble is to the near side. Wide left, wide right is Avery. Montevere goes in motion at fullback, right
going
to left.
Left.
Hand off to Halsh. Halsh battles his way forward. Touchdown, Glenwood! You betcha! Drew Halsh. Nothing wrong with that hit, baby.
And that's what he is so good at, is he was stopped going slightly up the middle, and he just kind of bounced off and fought his way to the outside. What a run. What a tough run. Now Glenwood's going to be forced to go for 2, I think, because Elizabeth has the 8-0 lead. Let's see if they – it looks like they're calling the play. Yep, they're going to have to go for 2 as well.
6 minutes to go. Here we go for the 2-point conversion to try and tie this game. Jacob takes the snap, rolls to his right, wants to throw, nowhere to go. Looks at the back of the end zone. Willen drops it.
Looked like it was going to be a great catch.
Willie trying to plant his feet. He was looking right into the sun. Throws a little bit late, but the Demons on the board, and they have to be encouraged by that offensive drive. 8-6 Cardinals, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS, BR TV. Here we go. Send it back. And we're back. Here's the kickoff. High and deep, and see you later. Great kick by J.D. Whedon in the back of the end zone as Brad Goldsberry watches it drift through the track. 8-6 Elizabeth. Cardinals scored on their first drive. They got the ball first. A 47-yard touchdown run by quarterback Dalton Taylor. Demons answered back on the drive of their own in their first possession. Marched down the field, and Drew Halsh capped it off with a 1-yard touchdown run. His hip looks fine, but the 2-point conversion failed, so 8-6 Elizabeth.
So that penalty on the extra point attempt has proved crucial so far, and of course it was a missed extra point that enabled Olathe to win the 2A championship.
Cole Goldsberry has a reverse. Double reverse, and that is Sean Dorrance on the carry. They faked sweep to the left, went to the right, and Dorrance carries for 3 yards, second down and 7 at the 23-yard line of the Cardinals. Pellin, Thornton in on the tackle. Nick Fetterhoff was in there as well. Dalton Taylor under center. Double slot formation. Single back is Goldsberry. Man goes in motion. Handoff, die play. Spinning around is Matt Beery. He's one of the team captains, and he is close to a first down. He'll be about a yard short.
Five different players so far have carried the ball for Elizabeth. Glenwood knew this is what they were going to face as a strong running game. So far, Elizabeth has the upper hand.
Third down and a yard for the Cardinals at their own 29-yard line. One receiver out to the left. Man goes in motion. Sweep to the left. And it is Brad Goldsberry, and he might be, I think he's short of the first down.
Yeah, there was a good right side surge by the defense.
Great pursuit.
Siani in on the tackle.
And it's going to be fourth down and a yard.
Well, Klein has been inclined to gamble so far, but I can't see it here. You got to play field position here in a championship game, I would think. Although...
they're huddled up, and here comes the punt team.
Yep.
Chris was thinking about it, and he sends in the punt team. And the punter is...
it's Berry, or Beery.
Yeah, Matt Beery, yep.
So you can't totally rule out a fake.
The up man is Scott Carter. He's a quarterback, backup QB.
Beery's their leading rusher.
Good snap. Low punt. Short punt taken by Mills at the 45. He's hit, spun around, still on his feet.
Well, it was like he almost didn't run.
He's still running. Did he caught? No. Did he put his hand in the air?
No.
No, I didn't see a fair catch.
But after he caught it, he acted like it. He just kind of took a step or two, like, why are you hitting me?
Yeah. That was interesting. All right. So the Demons will have good field position. They trail 8-6 with 3:49 to go in the first quarter of this 3A state championship game. On your way to work, grab a homemade pastry and a cup of wood-roasted coffee. And on the way home, a take-and-bake dinner, lasagna, enchiladas, or a hearty casserole. Sunshine's Coffee, Deli Take and Bake on the way to Sunlight Mountain next to Mountain Market, 945-1301. 8-6, Cardinals lead, 3:49 left in the first quarter. Demons going right to left with the sun at their backs. First to 10 on their own 46-yard line.
Just a 26-yard punt.
Jacob takes a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls to his left. He has some time, throws downfield. He's got a man open. It's Cam Avery with a great catch and a first down across the 40 at the 39 of Elizabeth. Cam Avery's been the go-to guy lately, Jack.
And that was a tough throw for Jacob. He was rolling to his left, and yet he put it right over his shoulder. Avery caught it on the out-of-bounds or the Elizabeth side just perfectly. And to the 39. Yeah, Avery's been catching the ball a lot here in the playoffs, more probably twice as much as he had during the regular season.
First and 10 Demons at the Elizabeth 39-yard line. 8-6 Cardinals. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Halsh sets up left side of Jacob. Three receivers set. Hand off to Halsh. Halsh up the middle. Halsh spins around, has three or four Cardinal tacklers with him. Brad Goldsberry in on the action, along with number 50. And we mentioned in the interview, Chase Klein. He's one of the team captains and the son of the coach, Chris Klein. He's just a second grader when they move from Rifle.
Avery now with 10 catches in the playoffs.
That was a gain of four, second down and six at the 35-yard line of the Elizabeth Cardinals. Jacob takes a snap, sets up, fires, strike. A great pass complete to Cam Avery. Well, Avery, a little bit short of the first down, I think.
I thought that the... defender had a chance to step right in front of that one, and he had his eyes on Avery instead of the ball.
Yeah, it's about a half yard short of the first down. Ball marked at the 29-yard line of Elizabeth. Just shy of the 29, and they need to get to about the 28. Let's see if it's a keeper by Jacob. Let's see what they do here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right.
I guess
Jacob takes
Hall's.
A snap.
Nope.
He's going to run it. Escapes trouble. One man, and he is brought down short of the first down. This might be four down territory, though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Maybe. He didn't get far. And again, it was Jacob trying to run outside, and he's not getting the blocking to do it. Most of the yardage that Glenwood's gotten on the ground this year has been between the tackles.
No gain, fourth and less than a yard. And it looked like number 72, Cody Miller, got a piece of him, able to drag him down. Oh, that was Dakota Boss, 73.
Big play early in the game here.
Here we go. Halls to the left of Jacob. Less than a yard to go for a first down. Jacob takes a snap. Keeps it. He's got the first down. He found a little seam and was able to dive forward for the yardage.
And that was the counter, what we call a counter. I don't know what they call it, but you know, where he fakes the hoss going right, and then Jacob just stepping left and finding a little bit of hole, enough for the fourth first down of the game for Glenwood.
Fast-moving first quarter, minute 38 left in the first. 8-6 Cardinals. Demons on the march here, first and 10 at the Cardinal 27.
So far, Hoss has only carried twice.
Cardinals showing blitz. Keeper by, no, Jacob's going to throw it, complete to Willie Pellin, and Pellin brought down and dropped for no gain.
It was a good catch by Pellin. The ball was a little low and behind him.
Beery made the tackle. They gave him a half a yard, so second and a long nine. 8-6 Cardinals coming up on the one-minute mark here in the first quarter of this 3A state championship game. Glad you could join us here on KMTS.
I think we're
and Beer TV.
We're definitely seeing that Halsh is not as much a part of the game plan. Luke Jacob right now is throwing. He's 4-for-4 passing. Halsh has carried twice.
Two receivers to the right. That's Henry Hill and Austin Tribble.
Jacob's carried 8 times.
Luke wants to throw. Fires. Incomplete. Intended for Austin Tribble, who was cutting inside, doing a little slant there, and he threw it to the outside shoulder. Good thing no defender was there to pick it off. So third down and 9.
Tribble was open. They've run that play a lot this year, but maybe a little miscommunication in the huddle. That was badly off target.
8-6 Cardinals, 41 seconds left here in the first quarter. And Chad Montevere is in a fullback. Lined up over left tackle, Blaze Barham. Jacob takes a snap. Sets up, he's going to run. He's got some room. Tripped up, still on his feet, breaks the tackle across the 20. A flag is thrown, coming back. An illegal block. Going to go against Glenwood on the outside. Luke Jacob was tripped up.
Well, it was, let's see, Matt Beery. Beery had him in the backfield, but he escaped that one. But the flag
holding
is going to negate that game.
There's a block in the back.
Oh, you're right.
Yep. Against Glenwood. So that's a 10-yard penalty.
Third down and a bunch. Might see the screen play to Hall share.
29 seconds left in the first quarter. 8-6 Cardinals. So it's going to be third down and 13.
Not as big a penalty as it occurred further downfield. And so the penalty, of course, being marked off from the spot of the foul. So
first penalty assessed against Glenwood in this game. Pelland is slot left. Tribble wide left.
Glenwood has to get to about the 20 for a field goal try, I think.
Jacob takes a snap. Back to throw. Has plenty of time. Sets up, fires.
Intercepted.
Picked off
Beery.
By Matt Beery up the right side.
He may go.
He is off to the races, and he's forced out of bounds by Luke Jacob. Matt Beery with the interception and almost took it to the house. Luke Jacob with a touchdown saving tackle. First turnover of the game.
Beery last week against Vista Ridge recovered a fumble and went the distance for a touchdown. He scored all 5 of Elizabeth scores last week.
27 seconds left in the first quarter, and that's a momentum changer. He took it all the way up to the 29-yard line of the Glenwood Demons.
But a big play by Jacob to knock him out. Remember when Jacob didn't give up on that one play and
Palisade
got the man out at the 1-yard line, and then the defense held, and that turned out to be the play of the game right before half.
Dalton Taylor, the quarterback, under center. Slot man goes in motion. Die play right side to Bear. These stood up and driven back. Or was it a keeper? A fumble, fumble, fumble. Hang on, hold everything. It's the Glenwood Demons ball. It was a dive play. It looked like a keeper. It might have been a bad exchange between Dalton Taylor and Matt Beery, who's gesturing to the coach as if I didn't get the ball cleanly. And the Demons recovered it. That is a big break for Glenwood.
Joe, you got any idea who picked up the ball for the Demons?
I do not know. It just looked like a big scrum there in the middle, but it did look like a bad handoff on Elizabeth's
part. See if you can find out who recovered the fumble so we can credit them. That was a big play.
Oh, huge.
Halsh to the left of Jacob. Takes the snap, hands it off to Drew, and Drew is hit hard and brought down. No gain. Second and 10. 16 seconds left. Clock's ticking down, and that'll probably be the last play of the first quarter.
Just amazing, the shifts here. An interception and a great run back by Beery takes it inside the Glenwood 30, and then the Demons get the ball back.
That's
the
end of the
play.
First quarter. It is Elizabeth 8, Glenwood 6. You're listening to the 3A State Championship game on KMTS and KMTS.com and Be Heard TV. Back in March to this on KMTS. And we're back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor along with Joe Sobrowski. KMTS and Be Heard TV. We go to the second quarter. Teams switch sides. Demons now going left to right, looking right into the sun. 8-6 Cardinals. Second down and 10 for the Demons. A big fumble recovery by Jesus Salinas to turn the Cardinals away. Jacob. Oh, Glenwood jumped off sides. Like the right guard. Might have been Moreno jumping. Or Michael Brunk. So a 5-yard penalty against the Demons. Their second flag. Luke Jacob threw a pick in the waning seconds of the first quarter. Matt Beery returned it to the 29-yard line of the Demons. In their first play, they coughed it up, and Salinas recovered it. Second down now at 15 for the Demons. Jacob looking to throw. No, it's a shovel pass up the middle, and it's Chad Montevere across the 30 to the 31. So a gain of 6. That'll bring up third down. Third down, and they're going to mark it right at the 30, so third down and 7. 8-6 Cardinals, second quarter just underway.
Jacob now 5 for 7. Of course, he does have an interception.
Jacob, here comes the blitz. They pick it up. Jacob sets up the throw, and he wants to run it, and he's going to be brought down. Big pressure coming up the middle. Chase Klein kind of stuffed the middle.
Glenwood's going to have to punt.
First punt for Glenwood. Chad Montevere on to do the duties. And deep received the punt for Elizabeth Brad Goldsberry.
Well, both defenses, after yielding touchdowns on the first possession, have held and forced a punt.
Montevere, good snap. Here comes a little pressure. He gets the punt away. Short punt off the side of his foot, and it goes out of bounds inside of Demon territory.
And Elizabeth has blocked a couple of punts, and you can see why. They got a lot of pressure on that. Montevere lucky to get it off, but
Chad saw the pressure coming out of the corner of his eye, and I think kind of hurried that punt.
Cardinals are going to get it on the Glenwood side of the field.
Right at the 47-yard line.
That's just a 17-yard punt for Montevere.
8-6 Cardinals, 10:42 to go in the first half. Cardinals in all black uniforms, red helmets, white numerals. Beery is the lone back behind Dalton Taylor. Double slot formation. Man goes in motion. Die play to Beery. Finds a little running room. Gets across the 45 down to the 43-yard line of Glenwood.
Beery carried the ball 4 times for 21 yards in the first quarter.
Gain of 5, second and 5. Brisk wind blowing out of the north. Double slot formation again. Beery, the lone back, gets the carry over right side, follows his blockers, and he's dragged forward for a first down. Chad Montevere in on the tackle. And Beery carries up to the 36-yard line of the Demons. First and 10. Fury now shading a little bit to the right, kind of lined up over the guard. Slot man goes in motion. Fake the handoff. Back to throw is Taylor. Launches one. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Brad Goldsberry, who was craning his neck to follow that ball, and it went out of bounds. Not a real good throw by Dalton Taylor. Fedorov was defending.
Taylor has passed for about 700 yards this year, but I believe has thrown about 10 interceptions to maybe 7 touchdown passes. He did have 3 touchdown passes in the Cardinals' first round playoff win.
Second down and 10 for the Cardinals. 8-6, Elizabeth leads, 9:57 to go, first half. Second and 10 from the 36 of the Demons. Man goes in motion. They fake the sweep. Keeper by Dalton Taylor. Spun around there, trying to break loose. And hanging on to him is Colin Thornton with a big tackle. And that is, he managed to get a yard. Third down and 9.
Taylor has 58 yards rushing. Of course, 47 of them came on that breakaway touchdown run in the first quarter.
Clock ticking, 9:25 to go in the first half. Wide right is John Weber. Fury, the lone back. Dalton Taylor calling a play at the line. Man goes in motion. Glenwood jumped off sides with a drawn off. Colin Thornton is pleading his case. Referees discussing the matter here. It's going to go against Glenwood. That's the third penalty assessed against the Glenwood Demons this afternoon. So a little more manageable, 4 yards, third and 4 for the Cardinals.
And 5 yards closer to the end zone.
Dalton Taylor under center, looks over the D, double slot formation. Man goes in motion. Die play to Beery. Here goes. Touchdown. See ya. A little belly down the line by Dalton Taylor. Simple die play over left tackle to Matt Beery. And he just trots in. Nobody touched him. And the Cardinals on the board again. 14-6 Elizabeth.
Well, it does appear as if this is going to be a shootout. Well, we'll see if Glenwood has an answer. Is Elizabeth taking advantage of the punt into the wind and also the pressure?
Number 83, Sean Taylor, the place kicker, kicks it up and through the uprights. With 8:57 to go in the first half, it is Elizabeth 15, Glenwood 6. You're listening to 3A State Championship Football on KMTS and Beher TV. Welcome back to Legacy Stadium, the 3A State Championship game for 2010. The Glenwood Demons trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals. Demons trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals 15-6, 8:57 to go in the first half. Matt Beery, a 30-yard touchdown run. PAT was good. And now Michael Mills and Austin Tribble deep to receive the kick. Last time Elizabeth kicked it, it was a pooch kick. See if he tops it this time. Short kick. It'll be taken at the 21.
Better tuck that ball away.
Yeah, I think that was Fedorov that had the ball. He got drilled as he was brought down at the 34-yard line of the Demons.
Looks like Elizabeth is trying to chip the ball over the front line every time and get it in that space behind the linemen and in the first row of backs just to see if they can get a crazy bounce and a recovery.
Luke Jacob talking to Drew Halsh as they come out of the field.
That was a 6-play, 47-yard drive.
Team is going left to right, looking into the sun. Jacob takes the snap, hands it off to Halsh. Halsh finds a little running room, breaks a couple of tackles, and brought down. Gains about 8 to the 42-yard line. Second down and 2. W.J. Bradley and Michael Picori congratulate the Glenwood Demons on their winning season. Michael Picori of W.J. Bradley Mortgage, your direct mortgage lender in Glenwood Springs, 456-4821, cheering for the Demons today and every day. Second down and 2 for the Demons. They trail 15-6, 8:21 to go, first half. Jacob takes the snap, hands it off to Halsh, and Halsh is hit hard. and stop for no gain. You heard Coach Chris Klein in the pregame interview talk about how the his boys on the ride back to Elizabeth from Glenwood last year after losing the Demons in the first round just kind of determined, no more. We got to get back to work right now. He said this has been a special class to coach. Third down and three. A loss of a yard on that last play by Halsh. Jacob takes the snap. Keeps it. Finds a little running room. Spun around. He's going to be dropped for a loss. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down, and the Demons have to punt it away again.
Well, and Monavir, more importantly, is going to have to punt into that wind again and into the teeth of the pressure by the Elizabeth Cardinals. That resulted in a touchdown, or a short field anyway, a 17-yard punt the last time.
Speedy Brad Goldsberry deep to receive. Monavir takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. Gets the punt away.
Much better.
Goldsberry lets it bounce out of bounds at the 22-yard line of the Cardinals. Elizabeth leading this game 15-6, 6:55 to go in this first half. Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, the top of Iron Mountain, which is the Demons the best of luck as they battle for a state championship. Go Demons, the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park.
Well, that'll help the defense out a little bit. Ball back to about the 22. That was a 38-yard punt. Much more in line with Montevere's average for the season.
Dalton Taylor, the quarterback, gets the play. Coach Chris Klein jogs in, calls it in the huddle. And here we go. 15-6 Cardinals. Beery, the lone back, behind Taylor. Man goes in motion at slot. Hand off to Beery. Little misdirection there and not much. Into the tackle for Glenwood, Salinas, who had that fumble recovery. Colin Thornton also in on the stop. Gain of two, second down and eight. Eli McKinney coming in for the Cardinals, replacing Sean Dorrance. Taylor, under center. Slot man goes in motion. Sweep to the left side. A little bit of running room, and Montevere out there to make the tackle on Zach Butler coming around that sweep. That's a gain of six. Gain of five, rather. Third down at two. Ball at the 30-yard line of the Cardinals. Elizabeth leading 15-6, 5:46 to go here in the first half. Again, double slot formation. Man goes in motion. Die play to Beery. He's got the first down and more. Runs over a couple of tacklers and finally drilled. Stopped there by Mills and J.D. Whedon finishing him off. And Beery is shaken up a little bit.
Well, he got hit maybe in the throat by the second man. Pretty high anyway.
First and 10 Cardinals. Impressive running game for the Elizabeth Cardinals.
And it's basically an option attack. The quarterback heads down the line and sometimes he gives it to Beery, the fullback, or the first man through. Most often he does, but he also has his two wingmen who will start in motion and he's giving the ball to them.
One wing goes in motion. They fake the sweep. Rolling to his right is Taylor looking to throw. Pump fake. He's going to run it. Well, that should have been an illegal block against Klein. He had Willie Pellin blocked in the back, but no flag, and Dalton Taylor runs for a first down.
First quarter, Glenwood ran 12 times for 73 yards. Elizabeth 8 times for 83 yards. The score was 8-6 Cardinals. The difference in yardage, anyway, was 4 of 6 passing for Luke Jacob. Taylor has only passed once, and it was incomplete.
That time he carried up to the 48-yard line, first and 10 Cardinals. They lead 15-6. Same formation. Slot man in motion. They fake the, it's a little double reverse, a little counterplay, and a carry by Brad Goldsberry, dropped for a loss. Great pursuit by the Glenwood defense. Montevere, looked like Ciani and Pellant in on the tackle. Loss of 2 yards, second down and 12.
What's been working for Elizabeth is the dive to Beery and then the rollout by Taylor. Taylor has a couple of huge gains, including a 47-yard touchdown, and he's got a couple of 11-yard runs for first downs.
Second and 12 for the Cardinals. 15-6 Elizabeth. Band goes in motion. They fake the sweep. Taylor back to throw. Incomplete. Pass intended for Zach Butler. And overthrew him by about 3 yards.
Yeah, he had two receivers in the area, and he kind of split the difference. The only defender was Rigo Garcia. So both men were kind of open. But he just missed them.
So third and 12. And Austin Tribble checking in to the secondary.
Well, this would be an important stand for Glenwood. Of course, if they do force a punt here, they'll more than likely be deep in their own territory. But it's better than the alternative.
Man in motion. Dalton Taylor rolling to his left. Sets up. Now he's going to run it. And he's going to be brought down. See you later. A drop for a big loss. The tackle made by Nick Ciani. Alberto Ramirez also in on the tackle. And that's a great defensive stand for the Demons. Michael Mills deep to receive the punt. Matt Beery back to take care of the punting duties, fourth and 15.
Is that Forrestall out there as well? Is that 14? He was in on the tackle.
A good snap, no pressure. Beery. And Mills calling for a fair catch, had to kind of drift back and made a nice catch, some soft hands, and they're going to down it at the 22-yard line of the Demons. 15-6 Cardinals, 3:55 to go in the first half. It's 3A state championship game.
Well, Glenwood did a good job of forcing Elizabeth into the pass situation there. Second and 12, third and 12, and then the defense doing its job. The offense now needs to respond as... The last couple of times, Elizabeth has really snuffed out everything that Glenwood is trying to do. I really think they need more of a contribution from Halsh if they can get it.
Luke Jacob looking into the sun. Takes the snap. Rolls to his right. He's going to throw. Here comes pressure. Throws complete to Cam Avery. He's driven out of bounds immediately after a short gain up to the 24-yard line.
Avery's already caught four passes today, but none of them for very much. He had three catches for 28 yards in the first half, in the first quarter.
Gain of two, second and eight. Henry Hill, the freshman, wide right to the near side. Two receivers to the left. Ball to the right of Jacob.
A game breaker, but we haven't seen him.
Here comes the blitz.
Much.
They pick it up. Keeper by Jacob. Jacob finds a little running room and finally brought down about the 29-yard line. Tackled there by Devin Campbell. They're going to mark it at the 28 of Glenwood and bring up third down and four.
What is interesting is Glenwood, the two hammers, Halsh and Jacob, are just really not getting it done so far. I mean, Jacob has some good runs, one good run, and so is Halsh. But that steady hammer left, hammer right is just not happening. Glenwood having to go to the air a lot.
Three receivers to the left, Halsh to the right of Jacob. Luke takes the snap, back to throw, has time, sets up, throws a little screen to Halsh. Halsh is brought down. He's got the first down, though. Was able to stretch forward. Looked like Chase Klein brought him down by the ankles. And also John Weber on the tackle. First and 10 Demons. Just enough for the first.
Boy, good catch by Halsh. Jacob put a lot on that ball, and he wasn't very far away. You know, Jacob is a pitcher in baseball. It's kind of like if you get that ground ball between the pitcher's mound and first base and then firing it over to the first base.
Three receivers to the left. First and 10 Demons. Jacob sets up the throw. Little hitch pass to Henry Hill. The freshman has some running room, and Henry Hill, nice running after the catch, and followed his blockers. And picked up about 8 yards.
And that could be the X factor. If Glenwood can get a little bit out of Henry Hill, he has some game-breaking ability.
Make it a gain of 7, second and 3. Ball marked at the 42-yard line of the Demons. 2:24 left in the half, 15-6 Elizabeth. Halsh to the right of Jacob. Two receivers left. One to the fake. No, handoff to Halsh. And Drew.
Close.
Finding forward. Down. And it's going to be very, very close. They might have to measure for it. I'm watching the mark of the far side official. And Joe Sobrowski on the sidelines. Joe, can you eyeball this, see what it looks like?
I don't think they got it from here. We have a pretty good, we're right at about the 50-yard line. Looking right down on the ball. But it'll be third and very short.
Joe's mic appears to be cutting out a little bit.
That's that spot. Remember when
we tested it yesterday. Kind of
between,
a dead area.
Yeah, between the 35 and the 50.
And they're bringing out the chain gang, and they stretch it, and it is a first down by the nose of the football. 15-6 Cardinals. 2:13 left in the first half of this 3A state championship game. Demons inching it down the field.
And that is Glenwood's sixth first down of the game.
Ball at their own 44-yard line. Ball to the right of Jacob. Luke takes the snap. Fakes it to Halsh. Wants to throw. Fires. Got a man wide open. Great diving catch by Cam Avery. He had to come back for it a little bit, and because of that, he might be about a yard short of the first down. See where they mark it. I think it looks like it's going to be enough.
Avery now with five catches in this game, but boy.
A diving catch. He had a great diving catch last week against Canyon City on a third and long.
That's what I was thinking of, but that one was forward. This one was kind of coming back and towards the sideline.
It is enough for a first down to the Cardinal. 46-yard line. Minute 50 to go here in the first half.
Exactly 10 yards.
15-6 Elizabeth. Three receivers to the left. Fake the handoff. Keeper by Jacob. Finds a little running room. Jacob pulls his way forward across the 40. Down to maybe the 39. Let's see where they mark it. Right at the 40.
Boy, people just grabbing at Jacob's face mask. He is so elusive when he runs that play. Are they measuring again? No.
Timeout called by the Demons. We'll take a timeout as well. A minute 31 to go in the first half. It's 15-6 Cardinals, 3A state championship. This is KMTS, Be Heard TV. Back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora. Ron Milhorn, Jack Jabor, Joe Sobrowski. Glenwood Demons trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals in this 3A state championship game. 15-6, a minute 31 left in the first half. Demons driving, second down and four. After a gain of six on that carry by Luke Jacob. Demons burn their first timeout.
And Jacob is 9 of 11 in this game passing. That is a lot more.
Cardinals showing blitz. Jacob sets up the throw. It is incomplete, and oh, that was dangerously close to being picked off. Pass intended for Cam Avery, and it was thrown a little behind Cam. And he kind of.
I think I'm going to
reach out and tip it in the air, and
I'm going to stop talking about the Jacob completing passes. He was 4 for 4 in the first quarter. Noted it through an incompletion. He was 5 for 5 this quarter. That's his first incompletion.
Third down and four. Jacob sets up the throw. It's complete. Nice move there by Cam Avery for a first down. And Cam is the go-to receiver.
Well, and that was a great route that he ran because, you know, he didn't have to gain anything really, although he did put a little bit of move on, got a couple more, but he was beyond the sticks, which is what you want your receiver to do if he can.
And move that moves the sticks. First and 10 Demons, but time running out here. A minute 17 left in the half. Avery sets up. Slot right. Jacob takes the snap. Wants to throw. Sets up. Fires complete to the 20-yard line. Cam Avery again. A slant over the middle. Minute 5 to go as they move the chains. Another first down. At the Elizabeth 20-yard line, 15-6 Cardinals. What a big confidence booster this would be for the Demons.
Avery, 7 catches for 60 yards already.
Halsh, and a flag is thrown before the Demons get set. What is this all about?
Maybe too many men on the field, who knows? We'll find out.
Demons already been penalized three times this afternoon.
Actually, four.
Four, excuse me. Illegal substitution against Glenwood. That brings it back 5 yards.
There's a new one. I don't recall that one happening this year.
Coach Rocky Whitworth, a little befuddled by that call.
Less than a minute to go.
58 seconds to be exact. Glenwood. Henry Hills wide left. Three
two
receivers to the right.
So they can run the ball. If
ball
they want.
To 25. Jacob straight back to throw, looking right.
Nobody open.
Screen play to Halsh, and Halsh gets bunched up in behind his lineman, and Chase Klein coming in there to dive in and drive him to the turf. And that's 270 pounds of beef.
Well, that one really hurt. They got nothing there. Glenwood has to call their second timeout.
44 seconds left in the first half. 15-6 Elizabeth. This is KMTS and Beheard TV. Oh. Back to Legacy Stadium, Ron Milhorn, Jack Jabor, Joe Sobrowski at KMTS at Beheard TV. 15-6 Cardinals. Demons burn their second timeout. Second down, and five for the Demons. Second and 15 with 44 seconds left.
They want a touchdown, but about five more yards, and they're within the range of J.D.
Jacob,
Wheaton.
Back to throw. Has time.
Oh, he's got a man
lots
on
of time.
The left.
Throw.
There it is.
Oh, it's intercepted.
He fell down.
The receiver, Henry Hill, fell down, and it was picked off by Brad Goldsberry, and it was thrown right to him as Hill fell to his tush. And what a tough break for the Demons. The second pick thrown by Luke Jacob this afternoon.
Hill worked himself open, and Jacob went through his reads, found him, and then as soon as he released the ball, Hill went down, maybe trying to make a cut. You talked about the seams out there in this artificial field. Maybe he stepped in one. Here comes a replay. And just seeing the interception there, didn't see really why Hill went down.
35 seconds left in the first half. Elizabeth can strike quickly. Double slot, man goes in motion. Dive play to Beery. Beery goes left, cuts it up the middle. Tackled by Chris Ayala after a gain of about four. Second down and six. That was a tough break for the Demons after a nice, long, sustained drive.
Well, you thought that they were going to get something out of it because, you know, I thought they had one timeout left and they might run the ball to get the ball in position at least for a field goal. But
it was a gain of five, second and five.
Went to the air again and it didn't pay.
This will be the last play. Die play over to Beery. And he carries up to the 39-yard line. That's it for the first half. The Elizabeth Cardinal fans to their feet. They can smell a championship. It's not out of reach. It's only 15-6, Elizabeth, as we go to the first half. Cardinals leading the Demons 15-6 in this 3A state championship game. You're listening to KMTS, KMTS.com, and Beheard TV. Welcome back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora, the campus of Cherokee Trail High School. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabor and Joe Sobrowski. Glenwood Demons, after one half of play, trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals in this state 3A championship game 15-6. Cardinals got on the board first at the 9:44 mark in the first quarter. It was Dalton Taylor on a just kind of belly down the line and a nice keeper. They ran 47 yards for a touchdown on their opening drive. Two-point conversion was good, and that was helped out by a Glenwood penalty as they jumped off sides before the PAT. So it put the ball closer to the goal line. Coach Chris Klein decided to go for two, and it worked. 8-0 at that point. At the 6-minute mark in the first quarter, the Glenwood Demons on a nice long drive. Drew Halsh. That was Luke Jacob doing most of the work on the ground. Drew Halsh still nursing that sore hip after that hip pointer last week, but Halsh ended up getting the payoff, a 1-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion to try to tie the game was no good. A pass from Jacob to Willie Pellin in the back of the end zone fell incomplete. So 8-6 at that point. Second quarter. Elizabeth Cardinals at the 8:57 mark. Matt Beery, a 30-yard touchdown run. And again, a great belly fake by the quarterback, Dalton Taylor. Just kind of goes down the line. And Beery is the lone back in that formation, double slot formation. And they don't change it at all, but they can do a lot of different plays out of that formation. And great fake by Taylor and handoff to Matt Beery. And no one touched him up the left sideline. 30 yards for the score. The extra point was good, 15-6, and that's where we stand. The Demons able to move the ball and get some first downs, some nice sustained drives, but two big turnovers. They've Luke Jacob has thrown two picks. Demons have had a turnover of their own, fumble recovery after a pick. That recovery by Salinas, Jesus Salinas for the Glenwood Demons. So this game certainly not out of reach, but they've got to find some ways to stop this Elizabeth offense. Very powerful, very strong up front, and they need to kind of mix it up a little more on offense and get Drew Halsh a little more involved. Luke Jacobs kind of been bottled up after a couple of gains in that first quarter. The big man of the first half is Cam Avery, seven catches in the first half. But they can get a few more guys involved in the offense. They've shown that they can move the ball and sustain drives. But throwing that pick toward the end of the first half was a real momentum.
Good ball game. It's a little bit different than what Glenn was used to, especially with Luke Jacob going to the air so often. He's attempted 18 passes, and I was looking back and in the previous games, and of course in the playoffs, he hasn't had to throw very much. They've been able to run the ball at will. He attempted 18 against Steamboat, 20 against Fruita, and then the high for the season was the Palisade game, 31 attempts. So maybe a good portent there. They had to go to the air a lot in that ball game. Neither Halsh or Halsh had about 90 yards in that game, and Jacob did have 136. But the other thing that is of note is that Elizabeth pretty much able to do what they want. They like to run the football. They're averaging about 7 yards a carry. They've got 18 rushes for 148 yards at half. Glenwood carried the ball an equal amount of times, 19, but for just 89 yards. Halsh has carried seven times for 39 yards in the touchdown. Jacob, 12 carries for 50 yards. But the majority of those yardage, about 50 of those yards, have come on two plays. So Glenwood not really able to move the ball on the ground. Jacob is 12 of 18, but with the two interceptions for 85 yards. Avery has caught seven passes for 60 yards here at the half, but they're not able to get the big gain yet. They haven't really tried to go downfield. I was looking at the season summary for Glenwood Springs. They have been behind at halftime, but not very often. In the Palisade game, 14-8 was the only time. They were tied with Rifles 7-7 at the half. And then going through one of the interesting statistics that we've kept all year is how many times Glenwood has scored on their first possession of the second half, and that's been seven times this year in their 13 games. So about half of the time, this would be a very good time for it. They did score. They were leading just 6-0 against Canyon City last week and scored on that first possession. When they won the state championship in 08, they scored on that first possession against Fort Morgan in the championship game as well. And, of course, that was pretty decisive. And then they tacked on a late score in that ball game. But the Demons not really looking like we've seen them, but that's not surprising. I don't think they've played a team like this that's this strong defensively. Of course, Palisade is always tough. Montrose was tough, but they didn't have Luke Jacob in that game. And Rifle really played him the best anybody has,
yeah.
Especially at the 3A level. And that was a fight to the end, and they were behind in that ball game late. They were behind in the third quarter of that game, and then even in the fourth, and then pulled it out. So
I could see a lot of the, I could see some of Chris Klein's Rifle roots coming through in the offense. You know, double slot, setting a man in motion, single back, doing a lot of misdirection, counter plays. Glenwood saw a lot of that against Rifle and had some troubles escaping with that 21-20 win. We're at halftime. It's 15-6 Elizabeth here in this 3A state championship game. Elizabeth Cardinals, looking back at their season, we mentioned average about 46 points per game, gave up about 7 points per game. Their closest game was a win over Erie, 28-13. They went up to Idaho, as you heard Coach Chris Klein say in our pregame interview, and beat Minico High School at Holt Arena. Pocatello Aspen was also up there. Big, great experience for the teams. They won that game 40-6. Beat Palmer Ridge 41-20. Three shutouts this season. Beat Jefferson 78-0. They were pretty much a cream puff this year. Beat Frederick 40-0, first round playoff game. And also shut out Summit. They were pretty weak this year, 54-0. Beat Niwot 39-6. Ridgeview Academy 60-8. Conifer 43-3. Englewood, you heard Coach Klein say Englewood and Conifer, they're two big rivals this year. They beat Englewood 52-7. Of course, Englewood, the first round playoff opponent for the Demons. They'll be won that one 42-0. And then mentioned the Frederick game, Vista Ridge, the game that got earned the Cardinals a berth in the title game. They beat Vista Ridge last week 34-7. So, but looking back over the years, Chris Klein in 09, they were 8-3, knocked out in the first round by the Demons, 24-3. In 08, they were 7-4, lost to Fort Morgan, the eventual runner-up in the state championship, 32-0. In 07, they were 7-4, lost to the eventual state champion Bertha Spartans in the first round. In 2006, knocked out by Rifle in the first round, 35-10. Remember that game very well. And in 2005, lost to Rifle in the second round, 35-14. So that's as far as they've gotten up until this point. And in 2004, the Cardinals were 7-4. But you heard Coach Klein say in the pregame that they were watching this class. They had their eye on this class back in middle school. They said, this group is something special. And that's kind of the way it was with the Demons in 2008. Dakota Stonehouse and Jordan Ciani and Connor Riley and the rest. That was one of the most outstanding classes Glenwood has had. And, of course, Doc went on to break all school records. And that was just a fun, fun year as they went undefeated. And the Cardinals looking for their first state championship. Getting you caught up here on other games, the Olathe Pirates in the first game here this afternoon beat the Brush Beat Diggers. Great defensive battle. Olathe beat them 14-13. Real defensive battle and a missed extra point. Ended up costing the Beat Diggers the ball game. In the 4A championship game at Invesco Field, Mile High, it kind of pains me to to say this, but Valor Christian rolled over Wheat Ridge. So last year, they win the 3A championship, they move up a class, and they win the 4A title. And Brock Berglund, one of the best quarterbacks we've seen in a long time, next to Dakota Stonehouse, he is a CU commit. He's going to go play for the Buffs. And John Embry, I understand, named as the head coach for the CU Buffs. So Brock Berglund and the Valor Christian Eagles, back-to-back titles, 3A and 4A, and quite an accomplishment for the VC Eagles. Very wealthy private school beating Wheat Ridge.
Well, yeah, and they've only been in the playoffs twice, and they won the state championship both times. Of course, Glenwood has won the state championship every time they've been in the finals. They're 3-0, but they've got their work cut out for them here. And you know, because of that missed extra point on their one touchdown, now they're actually two scores behind. Should they score and go for two, they're still down a point. Yeah. Boy, isn't it something how that one little point, you know, you think back, well, if they'd have kicked, then they'd be within range here. But they went for two, did not make it, and now they're going to have to score at least twice and play a little better defense. Elizabeth Matt Berry has 10 carries for 72 yards and a 30-yard touchdown. Dalton Taylor has not been a factor throwing the ball, but he's carried the ball, let's see, five times for 76 yards, been sacked once for a loss of three. But the big, you know, the fact that Glenwood is throwing so much and not really going to Drew Halsh kind of concerns you a little bit if you're looking at least how Glenwood has managed to win most of their football games this year.
Well, the Demons will get the ball to start the second half.
And that's going to work to their favor. If they'd have won the coin toss, I think they probably would have deferred. And what they need more than anything is just to drive on down the field. And at this point, I don't think you go for two anymore. because it's not going to do you any good. And if you fall, if you don't make it, then you've got to get a field goal for a tie.
The captains back out on the field for Glenwood, Luke Jacob and Nick Ciani play their final 16 minutes of football in their high school careers. And what a career it's been for both of them. Both, of course, earned a ring, the state championship in 2008. Glenwood will be going left to right to start the second half. Captains for Elizabeth, Brad Goldsberry, Matt Beery, Chase Klein, and John Weber. And Chris Klein, tough Western Slope boy, wearing short pants on a very cold afternoon.
You know, when he was on my junior high football team, we played on what is now the Rifle Middle School football field, I think, where they practice. But there was no grass there then. It was dirt. And we practiced on just this dirt field behind the old school there. And he was the fullback. And then he mentioned John Randall was the rifle coach. And Randall came from the Eastern Slope and brought the two-platoon system to rifle.
Uh-huh.
And so Klein became a linebacker only and didn't play much on offense. Ronnie Chick, whose son Cody has played for rifle this year, was on that team.
It's going to be Austin Tribble and Michael Mills deep to receive the kick, but Elizabeth has not kicked the ball deep. They've kicked it in the middle of the return, to the middle of the return team. Fedorov took the last one.
And Tribble, who's leading the Demons in receptions, has not caught a pass today. He's had one thrown to him, but it wasn't really catchable. We haven't heard his, and they've used him on reverses, and he hasn't done that this game.
Sean Taylor's the kicker for Elizabeth. His shadow's now being cast over this beautiful stadium. We'll be under the lights here pretty soon. The home side's been in shadows all afternoon. It is a chilly one. Here we go with the second half. 3A state championship underway. Here's the kick from Taylor. Again, a pooch kick. Taken, off the hands of Rigo Garcia. Can't find it. Finally picks it up and runs with it, and he can't.
They're going to call him down, yep.
Rigo Garcia had to reach up for that ball. Bounced off his, helmet, and he had to scramble back quickly.
Well, that was a near disaster. We saw Olathe won the football game, but Brush got a couple of turnovers inside the 10-yard line and converted those for touchdowns and stayed in the game that way.
The Demons start the second half, first and 10 on their own 13-yard line. They trail 15-6. Here we go. Jacob.
Last week they had four drives of over almost 80 yards.
Halsh gets the handoff up the middle, and Drew doesn't get much, maybe a yard. Give him 2 yards, second down and 8. They'll mark it at the 15.
Hall's now 8 carries for 41 yards, but most of that coming on one run.
Henry Hill, wide right, slot right is Cam Avery. Jacob takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws complete to Cam Avery. Again, his 8th catch of the day. And he takes it up to the 19-yard line.
Well, they've got to get this first down. They cannot be giving Elizabeth the ball at midfield here.
Gain of 4 there, 3rd down and 3. And both times Chad Montevere's had to punt, he's been under a little pressure.
Well, he'll be kicking into the wind again.
Unless they get a first here, let's see what happens. Drew Halsh to the right of Luke Jacob. 3 receivers to the left. Jacob now in the shadows.
Will he go deep?
Sets up the throw, has time, fires, incomplete, threw it into the ground.
First really poor throw. He's had a couple that have been behind guys.
Intended for Henry Hill, and Chad Montevere's got a punt.
That was not close. One thing, the Glenwood line has been giving Jacob a lot of time. He's had opportunity, but Elizabeth's been doing a good job in coverage.
Goldsberry deep to receive.
Montevere has a 17-yard punt and a 38-yard punt today. He averages around 39 a kick.
Good snap. No pressure. Gets off a good kick, end over end, and it's kind of aiming for the side. Now it takes a bad bounce. Boy, Elizabeth's going to have a great field position at the 39-yard line of the Demons. Thought that kick was going to go a little further.
Well, it just into the teeth of the wind and knocked it down. It looked like he tried to kind of kick it under the gusts. It was a low kick, and it was hoping for a bounce, but it kicked back and out of bounds. And a good position for the Cardinals, about the 38 of Glenwood.
10:45 to go, third quarter. Elizabeth leading the Glenwood Demons 15-6. First and 10 for the Cardinals at the Demon 38.
That was a 19-yard
slot cut. Slot man in motion, dive play to Beery. Beery stacked up. Tackle made by Garcia. Chad Montevere. Thornton in on the tackle. Gain of 3, second and 7. 15-6, Cardinals lead. Third quarter just underway.
Beery now with 75 yards and 11 carries.
Taylor under center. Sends a man in motion. Dive play right side to Beery. Boy, he just works his way to the line. Goes over right guard and then kind of cuts it up the middle, following his big lineman up front. Chase Klein leading the blocking, and a big gain for Matt Beery to the 30-yard line. Third down and 2.
I don't know how many times we've said this, but another big play for the Glenwood defense. I think they'd probably go for it on fourth down if they don't get it, though.
Slot man goes in motion. Hand off to Beery. He's got the first down. To the 28. Looks like he's got the distance. 9:32 left in the third. 15-6 Elizabeth. And they're going to measure.
Well, I don't think it'll matter. If it's fourth and inches, they'll be going for it.
On your way to work, grab a homemade pastry and a cup of wood-roasted coffee. And on the way home, a take-and-bake dinner of lasagna, enchiladas, or hearty casserole. Sunshine's Coffee Deli Take and Bake on the way to Sunlight Mountain at Resort next to Mountain Market, 945-1301. Stop by and get a nice dish or a pastry from Janine. She does a great job there. It is a first down for the Cardinals.
And the last time Glenwood had a short punt like this, it worked to Elizabeth's advantage. They went 47 yards on a short field, took it in, and that's why they have the 9-point lead now. It was just 8-6 after the first quarter.
Dalton
and as
Taylor.
Soon as Montevere had to punt into the wind, Elizabeth took advantage.
Slot man in motion, quick snap, hand off to Beery. He's stacked up, brought down by Brandon Simmental. Good job fighting off the block. Ramirez also in the tackle. Ramirez is going to be, he's been a great player this year, just a sophomore. A lot of good kids coming back for Rocky Whitworth. Gain of 1 second and 9 for the Cardinals. Ball marked at the Glenwood 27-yard line. 15-6 Elizabeth. 8:45 left in the third quarter. Beery the lone back. Slot man in motion. Keeper by Potato. A pitch. And the Demons read it beautifully.
And is that
they
Goldsberry?
Stack up Brad Goldsberry.
Yeah, coming in motion there. And then they've just not been able to get anything except from Beery and Taylor. When he keeps the ball, Taylor has, as we mentioned, 76 yards rushing.
Garcia and Montevere and Ayala in on the tackle. Gave him a gain of 1. Third down and 9. Half the field in shadows. Temperature dipping here in Aurora. Man in motion. Fake the sweep. Rolling to his right as Taylor steps up. He's going to be sandwiched and brought down. Chad Montevere. Great job. Brought down Dalton Taylor along with Willie Pellin.
And good job by the defensive end. Well, I guess it's Willie Pellin out there turning things inside.
Loss of 3. Fourth down and 11.
So Taylor could not get around the end. And only one field goal that I could see. Looking at stats by Sean Taylor, the kicker for Elizabeth. So I'm figuring they're going for it.
Yeah, Dalton Taylor's still in there. They're going to go for it. Ball at the, it's like the 29.
Boy, what a big stand so far by the defense, but they've got to do it one more play.
Huge play here. Fourth and 11.
Remember Canyon.
Fourth and 12. And a whistle's blown. We got a timeout called by Elizabeth.
Remember Canyon City had a fourth and 20 touchdown last week.
7:07 to go in the third quarter. 15-6 Elizabeth. Fourth down and 12. We'll see what they do when they come back. KMTS will be her TV. Jack Jaborlog, Joe Sabrowski. 15-6, Elizabeth Cardinals lead the Glenwood Demons in this 3A state championship game. Cardinals looking for their first title at the 8-point lead, and it is fourth down and 12 for the Cardinals.
Boy, the defense for Glenwood has done it for them all year long. This is critical here.
Man in motion.
See if they pass.
Rolling to his right as Taylor sets up. A little dump pass.
Got to make the tackle.
And
he
a great
does.
Tackle. Great tackle. Short of the first down, that was Nick Ciani saving the first down and possibly a touchdown. So Elizabeth still leads by 9, 15-6, and the Demons take over on downs. Nick Ciani showing why he's an all-state linebacker.
Who caught the pass? Did you see it?
I did not.
Maybe Joe knows.
I didn't see from down here.
Should have looked at the camera replay quickly. But, yeah, just a little kind of like a, not even a shovel pass, just a little shot put over the line of scrimmage. And a huge play, giving the Glenwood offense a chance to get their team back into it.
Tribble in motion. Tribble with a carry. Tribble spun around, stood up, dropped for a loss. Maybe a yard loss. It's no gain, second and 10.
Well, you know, at least
the
once
20 yard line.
At least once a game, Glenwood tries that play.
And yeah.
It has not been a big winner. Every once in a while, they get, you know, 7 or 8 out of it.
Second and 10 from the 20 yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left. Hall's to the left of Jacob. Luke looks over the D. Hall sets up now to the right.
Kevin Screen is here today. Want to put his unit on. And
Jacob back
play.
To throw. He's going to run it. A little quarterback draw. Breaks a couple tackles. Across the 25. Down to the 29-yard line. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Well, that's about the most effective play Glenwood has had other than the short passing game. They may be going to it again. Third down.
Third and one from the 29. Official timeout.
There's
a trainer out there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a player shaking up, Sean Dorrance.
He's hustling. He's jogging off the field. Yeah. But he is limping a little bit.
Favoring his right leg. So third and a yard for the Demons. 15-6. Cardinals lead. .558 to go, third quarter. Big play for the Demons here. Their own 29.
You gotta think Jacob will call his own number here.
Tribble in motion. Handoff, no. It is a handoff to Halsh, and he's got the first down. Not by much.
Nice fake. We thought that he'd given it to Tribble, and then it looked like he was dropping back to pass. Good ball handling.
Drew Halsh has to be in pain. He had a special pad ordered for that to protect his hip. And talking to Marnie Barton, the outstanding team trainer for Glenwood, hadn't been delivered as of Thursday. And they got it shipped to the hotel where the team was staying.
Well, you know he's doing it on guts here today. Guts and desire.
Here's the 10 Demons at the 31. Hand off to Austin Tribble, running for his life and dropped for a huge loss. That was a disaster. After the fake to Halsh. And Austin Tribble had nowhere to go but backwards, and he's dropped for it. Looks like a 9-yard loss.
Well, so much for the first down, giving them a little bit of momentum here. Now they're behind the eight ball again.
At their own 23-yard line.
Might see the shovel pass or the screen, but Elizabeth has defended that well.
Tribble in motion again. Fake the handoff. Jacob to throw. Fires. Oh, it's almost picked off. That was very, very close. The screenplay going to Monavir, and Elizabeth read it perfectly. And the ball bounced up in the air and could have been picked off.
Well, that was kind of a delayed screen as Jacob rolled to his right. It looked like he was actually looking to throw downfield. Boy, Elizabeth has done a nice job of covering the receivers for Glenwood.
Third and 18 for the Demons. They trail 15-6, 5:02 to go, third quarter. Luke Jacob with Halsh to his right.
Almost has to throw here unless he's scrambling.
Luke rolls to his right, has time, no pressure, throws downfield and throws it out of bounds. Intended for Avery, I think. He was the nearest receiver. Nothing but black jerseys back there defending. And Chad Monavir again has to punt into the wind. And the Elizabeth fans sensing their first state championship in any sport.
Well, once again, Monavir's going to have to kick into the wind. Glenwood was able to survive a 19-yard punt the last time.
Goldsberry back to receive. Monavir takes the snap. Here comes the pressure, almost blocked. Durant taken there, and a nice tackle made by Michael Mills. And Mills has been doing that all season long. He beat the block by Josh Weber. Came up and just cut Goldsberry in half. Terrific tackle. But again, the Elizabeth Cardinals with a 15-6 lead with good field position near midfield. 4:49 left in the third quarter, 15-6. Cardinals and Dalton Taylor in the huddle, calling the play. And the Glenwood fans. And there are many who made the trip. Dalton Taylor under center. Slot man in motion. Counterplay. Goldsberry spun around there and driven down by Chad Monavir and Nick Ciani as Goldsberry got into Demon territory at the 49. He's able to break a couple of tackles. Goldsberry not real big, but very strong. 5'8", 165 pounds. Gain of 5, second and 5. At the Demon 49. Demons need a turnover to get back into Cardinal territory. They've been on their half of the field this whole second half. And Elizabeth jumped off sides. That was number 50. I don't have number 50 on my...
That would be Traco Ross.
And he's listed as number 90 on my roster. Traco Ross.
Well, they might penalize him and move his jersey back 50 numbers after that.
It's a 5-yard penalty, second down and 10.
First penalty since the first quarter against Elizabeth.
Very disciplined Cardinals team. They lead 15-6, under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Double reverse. Goldsberry looking for some running room. A little stutter step there, driven across the 50 and out of bounds. Chad Monavir on the tackle for the Demons. Salinas comes out. Simmental in for him for the Demons on defense.
Beery hasn't touched the ball on this possession. I sort of think we'll see him here with third and what, about three
third
maybe?
Third and three, yep. Ball marked at the Glenwood 47-yard line. Beery, the lone back behind Taylor. Slot man in motion. It's Goldsberry on the counterplay. And Goldsberry has the first down across the 45 to the 42-yard line of Glenwood.
I wonder if Beery, remember we talked about him being shaken up once. Is he out there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting that he's not getting the call.
3:10 to go in the third quarter. 15-6 Cardinals. 3A state championship. Dalton Taylor under center. Double slot formation. Man in motion. Oh. The ball was fumbled on the snap. See who has it.
It looked like Taylor just picked it up and ran with it, but he may have been diving after the ball. I don't see the officials pointing. Yes, still Elizabeth Ball. And it's one of the linemen.
Snap was mishandled, but Cardinals retained possession. They, in fact, got 2 yards out of it, second and eight. Ball just shy of the Glenwood 40-yard line. Cardinals lead by 9.
Well, the defense had to hold them from their own 38 on the previous possession. And this
counterplay.
Time...
Oh, great hit by Nick Ciani. Coming in and drilling Brad Goldsberry.
And still no Berry. I'm just wondering what's up.
Yeah, they're sending Zach Butler in motion. And then they're just running that little...
But Goldsberry,
slot sweep to
Goldsberry carried the ball 3 times for 1 yard in the first half. Beery 10 times for 72 yards. First possession, Beery carried it 4 straight times, and he has not touched it since.
No gain, 3rd down and 8. Dalton Taylor rolls to his right, wants to throw. He's going to run it, and he's going to be brought down by Chad Montevere, who chased him down. Is going to bring a 4th down in a punting situation, I believe, for Elizabeth.
Well, this part of the field, well.
Yeah, here comes the punt team.
And there's Beery. He's the punter.
Great tackle by Chad Montevere.
How many times have we said that this year?
What a postseason he's had. Minute 37 left in the third quarter. 15-6 Elizabeth.
Particularly that 4th down play last week against Canyon City. This would be a time for a fake if they have one.
Good snap. Beery punts it, and it's going to bounce at the 10, the 5. Oh, my goodness, and it rolls out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
And he angled it that way. That was intentional, and he got it.
Boy, you couldn't have walked down and placed the ball any better. So the Demons have spent the entire second half.
Well, they're going to...
In their end of the field.
Obviously... rue that first half possession that ended in the pick when they were down there in Elizabeth territory. They have not been able to move the ball since.
Minute 29 left in the third quarter, 15-6. Cardinals lead the Demons. 3A state championship. And now this entire stadium is in shadows. Stadium lights are on. Luke Jacob will take the snap right at the Demon goal line. Pelland in motion.
I bet he keeps it.
Hand off to Halsch. Halsch has a little running room and gives the Demons some breathing room as he gets close to the 10. Make it the 8, sorry. 8-yard line.
Well, that's an essential play. If they're going to run that fake, then Jacob runs so well.
You got to wonder if Coach Whitworth has talked to Drew and said,
what can you
can
do?
You, can you go?
Yeah.
Can I count on you for at least a quarter? Crunch time here. It was a gain of 4, 2nd and 6. Keeper by Jacob after the fake, and he is drilled and brought down. And it's Chase Klein, the coach's son, making the tackle. Michael Brunk has had his hands full with the big Chase Klein. He's a 5'10", 270. He's a horse. Loss of a yard, 3rd and 7 now.
Well,
15-6 Elizabeth, 24 seconds left, third quarter.
Glenwood needs a big play. Let's see if they go to Avery.
Jacob fakes the handoff, wants to throw. Incomplete, intended for Chad Montevere, and he was belted by number 40, Sean Dorrance.
And I was watching John Weber, and he looked like he was in position to pick that thing. And that would have been.
And now Montevere, who just got his bell rung, is going to have to punt it from in his own end zone. And the Cardinals, again, are going to get great field position.
And Jacob, after hitting 13 of 19, including his first pass of this half, has missed his last 4.
Good snap. No pressure. Oh, a little bit up the middle. Short punt again.
But it took
takes
a good
Glenwood
roll.
Bounce. And it's going to be... out at the 40-yard line. So the Cardinals will have the ball at the 40 with 7 seconds left in the third quarter, 15-6 Elizabeth. It's a scoreless third quarter. W.J. Bradley and Michael Picori congratulate the Glenwood Demons on their winning season. Michael Picori of W.J. Bradley Mortgage, your direct mortgage lender in Glenwood Springs, 456-4821, cheering the Demons today and every day.
Montevere has punted five times in this game, three times in this quarter. Glenwood will be glad when the last 7 seconds tick off and they'll have the wind at their backs, I think.
Taylor under center.
Watch him to run in the ball.
Pillsbury in motion. Keeper by Taylor. Taylor spun around, still on his feet, and finally brought down after a first down gain.
Boy, Siani had him and didn't hold on, and boy, that doesn't happen very often.
9 tenths of a second left. Dalton Taylor, elusive running there.
Might be short. They might measure here. Did they signal first?
It is a first down to the 30-yard line of the Demons. And here we go. And they're holding up, the Cardinal players holding up four fingers, saying four quarters. One more to go. The Cardinals lead at 15-6 with 12 minutes left in this state championship game. This is KMTS and Beaver TV. We're back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora. Ron Milhorn, Jack Jabor, and Joe Sabrowski. Fourth quarter, here we go. The Glenwood Demons trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals in this state 3A championship game, 15-6. Cardinals have the ball, first and 10 at the Demon 30-yard line. And the Demons spent the entire second half there into the field. Poor field position, poor punting, but the Demons' credit, their defense stood up tall, and it was a scoreless third quarter. Not many teams have done that against Elizabeth this season. Number one team in the state with a 9-point lead. Here we go. Matt Beery behind Dalton Taylor. Demon fans on their feet. Hand off to Beery. He's got room. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Matt Beery, who has not carried the ball up until now, did not carry the ball in the third quarter, but that time, huge hole over the right side. Demons bit on the fake, and he just scampered onto the end zone for the touchdown, and then his second touchdown run of the day, and his first one was also 30 yards.
Well, it just got a little bit colder out here for the Glenwood Demons and their fans.
21-6 now. Snap, placement, kick is up, and it is good. Elizabeth, 22. Glenwood Demons, 6. 11:52 to go in the ballgame. It's KMTS, Beaver TV. Welcome back to Legacy Stadium. The Glenwood Demons now trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals 22-6. The first play from scrimmage to start the fourth quarter. Matt Beery, who did not carry the ball in the third quarter, took it 30 yards for a touchdown.
Actually, he did carry
just
not the last couple of possessions. He carried it four times for 10 yards. But the first one here in the fourth quarter was decisive.
Ball is topped. Picked up by Ayala, and Ayala stood up and driven to the turf. Flag is thrown. He got up to the 32-yard line. And that was the third quarter ended. The Cardinal captain's coming off the field, showing the crowd four fingers, saying four more quarters, four quarters. Play four full quarters.
Well, the Palisade game is the only time Glenwood has trailed going into the fourth quarter. They were down 20-8, so they were down 12 points in that game.
Penalty called against the Demons, a holding call. So instead of having the ball in the 32, it's coming back 10 yards. To the 22. 22-6 Demons trailing the Elizabeth Cardinals. 11:47 to go in this state championship game.
But if Glenwood wants a state championship, they're going to have to come make their biggest comeback of the year against the toughest team they've played of the year.
Three receivers to the left. J. Jacob takes the snap, rolls to his left. He's pressured, escapes the rush.
He's got a man.
Chased, and he is throws it incomplete, almost intercepted. John Weber diving for it, almost had a pick.
Well, a great job of evading the pressure by Jacob, but maybe not such a wise throw. It's an averted disaster there, but Jacob now has missed his last five passes. He was 12 for 18 at the half, but did have two picks. Went 1 for 5 last quarter.
Three receivers again to the left.
Glenwood
empty
ran.
Backfield.
Gained only 8 yards last quarter.
Jacob throws, almost intercepted. Intended for Cam Avery. And boy, the Cardinals secondary coming up and closing quickly.
Well, they're not putting a big pass rush on, but they have got defenders, it seems, everywhere. Glenwood, which has done such a nice job with the intermediate passing routes, even those are being closed down by Elizabeth now.
You know, third and 10 for the Demons. Five receiver set.
See if he runs the draw again. Nope.
Three-man rush.
Yeah, it is the draw.
Runs it up the middle.
Did nothing.
Knocked down after a short gain. The Demons have to punt it again, deep from their own end of the field.
And Glenwood's just been taken out of what they normally like to do. And, of course, the scoreboard doing a little bit of that. But there's a lot of time, but they're just not able to move the ball. In the third quarter, they rushed 7 times for 8 yards net. They passed 5 times for 4 yards, so a gain of just 12 yards in the third quarter.
Goal's very deep to receive the punt. Monitor's been under pressure, high snap. No pressure this time. Gets the punt away, his best punt of the day. Goldsberry drifting back, takes it, and a fair catch at the 37-yard line of the Cardinals. Elizabeth leading this game 22-6. 10:50 left in the ball game.
Well, this is a dangerous part of the game here. I mean, first of all, Elizabeth is a ball control type of team, so if they mount a long drive, you know, use 4 or 5 minutes. Of course, they haven't. Their drives have been pretty quick. That's one danger. The other is Glenwood's. This is the time when the defense starts, instead of trying to tackle, they start trying to strip the ball, and the potential is there for a runner, especially somebody who's as effective as Beery, to break something big.
Dalton Taylor brings the play in, breaks the huddle. Same formation. They haven't changed it much. Goldsberry in motion, gets the handoff, sweep to the left side. Goldsberry finding some room, spins forward, brought down for a gain of, looks like he got the first down as he was hit and brought down by Ciani. And a gain of 10 for Goldsberry. Boy, just great blocking by that Cardinal offensive line.
And that's really the first time that he has gotten loose on that play. You can see that it's one of the staples for the Cardinals, but Goldsberry in the first half had 3 carries for 1 yard.
First and 10 Cardinals at their own 47-yard line. 22-6 Elizabeth. Beery the lone back, man in motion, sweep to the right side, same play the other way. Up to the 40-yard line and knocked out of bounds.
That's Butler, I think.
It is Zach Butler. Another first down. And the Demons defense have no answer. They're on their heels. In Demon territory, ball at the 40, or make it the 38-yard line of Glenwood. 22-6 Elizabeth.
15-yard gain by Butler, who so far in this game had carried the ball once for 1 yard. All of a sudden, everything going Elizabeth's way.
Same formation, double slot. Beery the lone back behind Taylor.
Looks
over the D. Butler in motion. Dive play to Beery, breaks tackles, breaks another, finally brought down by Ramirez. Gets across the 30 to the 26-yard line. Boy, this is just classic smash-mouth football. The Cardinals in control, leading 22-6. A score here would pretty much put this game out of reach. Ten minutes left in the game. Taylor under center.
Oh, the Demon
Butler
defense.
In motion. Die play to Beery. Gets the 25.
It's not that they've been on the field so much, you know, 15 plays in the third quarter to 12 for Glenwood, but it's the production with their backs to the wall, field position game has been all Elizabeth here in the second half.
Drew Halsh was playing defense on that last possession, that last play, and he just came off.
He's wanting it.
Second down and 9 for the Cardinals. The Demon 25. Butler in motion. Die play to Beery. No keeper by Taylor. Taylor to the 20. To the 19. Tackle by Siani and Montevier. Thornton and Mills also on the tackle. Third down and 4.
Not like Elizabeth has just been punishing Glenwood. Third quarter, 14 carries for 38 yards. But this quarter, it's beginning to tell. They've got 3 runs for first downs and, of course, the 30-yard touchdown. So now it appears like the defense is beginning to wear down.
Yep. Beery, the lone back behind Taylor. Little slot formation. Butler in motion. Belly down the line. Keeper by Taylor, and he's brought down by Nick Siani. And Dalton Taylor gets up slowly as Siani bringing the wood on that hit. Brings up 4th down and 4. Loss of a yard. Might be. And Ramirez coming off, hobbling off slowly. 8:10 left and ticking here in the ball game. 22-6, Elizabeth leading.
Very quiet on the Glenwood side of the field right now. Not a lot to cheer about here in the second half. Actually, since the first quarter.
Ball at the 20-yard line. Taylor under center.
The Demons have one more big play.
Got
in
a flag before the snap.
Is it delay?
I think it is. Delay a game against the Cardinals. Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park at the top of Iron Mountain wishes the Demons the best of luck. And congratulations for making it to the state championship game. Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park says, go Demons. 7:44 left in the ball game. 22-6, Elizabeth leading. It's now 4th down and 9. Ball at the Glenwood 25-yard line.
Well, they are not adverse to running in this situation.
Pillsbury in motion. Rolling to his right to pass is Taylor, he throws, it's incomplete.
Watching for
Levi
flags.
Fetterhoff.
Don't see any.
Well, Fetterhoff a little having a few words there with Eli McKinney, and he better be careful. That was right in front of the ref. So the Demons take over on downs at their own 25-yard line. They have not, have they been across the 50 this half?
I don't think so.
No.
And that's been the pressure on the defense. But once again, they give the ball to their counterparts on the offensive side of the ball with the opportunity to stay in the ball game here.
First and 10 Demons, 7:40 left in this state championship game. Demons trailing 22-6.
The wind has died down.
Jacob takes a snap, back to throw. Looking right, looking left. Steps, avoids the rush, throws it downfield. He's looking for Tribble. Jump ball, and it is incomplete. Tribble had to set up and wait for it. And the Demon fans want pass interference.
Well, there was a lot of contact, but I think the defender was going for the ball as well.
And it was Matt Beery defending. Is Beery or Dalton Taylor? I can't quite catch the number.
I was looking at our monitor here, but
it was Dalton Taylor defending. So second and 10.
And Jacob has missed
Jacob with
his
the snap. Back
seven.
To throw. Sets up. Fires.
That's going to be
intercepted.
Picked. That's good.
40,
be the
35,
ball
30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That pass intercepted by John Weber. And it is going to be first and goal for the Cardinals. And this will put the game away. That's the third interception thrown by Luke Jacob. Running the football has been their bread and butter, and they're forced to throw. It's been difficult. And Weber was hit at the two-yard line, hit hard, knocked out of bounds. And a score here will pretty much assure the Cardinals the gold football. Berry the lone back. Man in motion. Butler, he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Elizabeth. .7:15 left in the ball game. And Zach Butler with his first touchdown, cashing in on the pick.
Elizabeth has not had to drive far today. Their first drive of the game was 75 yards, but they haven't had to go more than 50 since then.
28-6. Sean Taylor on to attempt the extra point. Dalton Taylor the holder. Good snap, placement, kick is up, and it is good. With 7:15 left, it is Elizabeth 29. Glenwood 6. This is KMTS and Beher TV. We're back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora. They're celebrating in Elizabeth, leading the Glenwood Demons 29-6 with 7:15 to go in the state championship game.
Just about
John Weber with a 38-yard interception return to the two, and then Zach Butler ran it in for the touchdown. PAT was good, 29-6. Here's the kick. Low kick. Taken by Mills, about the 16-yard line. Mills breaks a couple of tackles. Mills still on his feet, not giving up, and he gets close to the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 37. No, check that. They're going to make it. He got to the 40. So a nice return by Michael Mills. Mills, one of the great players coming back for Rocky Whitworth next year. One of the surest tacklers on the field. 7:08 left. Luke Jacob, Hosh to his right. Takes the snap. Has time. Sets up. Throws over the middle. Caught by Willie Pellin. And Pellin dragged down.
Well, that breaks a string of eight straight passes without a completion.
Eli McKinney with the tackle. Second down and 5 for the Demons. Clock ticking down, 6:43. Demons closest to the 50. They've been the second half. Pass to the left of Jacob. Luke takes a snap, hands it, no. Makes the handoff to Halsh. Looks left, nowhere to go. He's going to run it. Luke Jacob to the 50, to the 45, to the 40. Luke Jacob to the 35 and spun down and brought down near the 32-yard line of the Cardinals. Nice gutsy run by Luke Jacob. What a season he's had. What a career he's had. Racked up a lot of yards on the ground.
You know, back-to-back 1,000-yard passing and rushing seasons at his junior and senior years. But it's kind of sad to have to put an epitaph here.
Ball at the 32 of the Cardinals. Deepest they've been in the Cardinal territory in the second half. Jacob takes the snap, back to throw. Here comes the pressure. Runs it, 30, 25, down to the 24-yard line.
But it appears that the, you know, the really lack of the second running option to Drew Halls has just really handicapped the Glenwood play calling this game.
That was a gain of 8, or 7 rather, second down and 3. The 24, the Cardinals. Jacob takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Halsh, keeps it over the left side. Halsh, or Jacob across the 20 to the 18-yard line. They're going to mark at the 19. First and 10, Demons. 5:27 left, 29-6, Elizabeth.
Halsh carried the ball once in the third quarter. hasn't carried it at all here in the fourth. Of course, they've been throwing most of the time.
Balls to the right of Jacob. Ball at the 19 of the Cardinals. Luke takes a snap, wants to throw. Nowhere to go, runs to his right. Being pressured and brought down, tackled by John Weber, who's had a monster game. Had that interception a few minutes ago, and now a big quarterback sack. And a loss of six, second down and 16. All the way back to the 25-yard line of Elizabeth. 4:50 to go. Countdown on. Elizabeth fans smelling that championship. First title for the Cardinals. First one for Chris Klein. Jacob takes a snap. Back to throw. Throws caught by Tribble. Oh, and he is drilled, and a flag is thrown. And Austin Tribble is not getting up. He was absolutely hammered by Brad Goldsberry. And the Cardinals taking a knee. Goldsberry just rocked him. Let's see what the flag is about. A face mask called against the offense. Marnie Barton. Props against to Marnie. Hands down the best trainer in high school football in Colorado. And Austin Tribble back to his feet, and the Cardinal fans giving him a hand. So Austin, I think, maybe just got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, he was hit right in the kidneys, and probably just the air whooshed out of those lungs.
I don't know if the Demons and the Glenwood student-athletes realize how good they have it with a great trainer like Marnie Barton. She's the best. So gladly Austin is okay. And the penalty goes against Glenwood. We're still talking about, though.
And they took the they took it down from them. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, third. Scoreboard still shows second down, but.
Well, that's what it should be. Officials still kind of huddled. Maybe they'll figure it out. Regardless, this is they're moving the ball back.
Face mask penalty was declined, so it will be third down. Third and 16 for the Demons.
Well, somehow I misplaced the down.
Now they say fourth down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why they declined
it. On the scoreboard. Well, here we go. Luke Jacob takes the snap, sets back to throw. He's being pressured and he escapes the rush. Still on his feet. Luke Jacob to the 20 and fights forward. If indeed it was fourth, I think it was fourth down. Yep. Well short of the first down. Only got down to the, it's like the 15-yard line. Make it the 16 of the Cardinals. First and 10, Elizabeth. Luke Jacob, Drew Halsh, Chris Ayala, Yaz Tribble, Chad Monavir, Emmanuel Cervantes, Colin Thornton, Daniel Fishbein, Nick Ciani, Eric Gonzalez, Mike Moreno, Blaze Barham, dive play over the middle, short gain.
You're reading the obituaries there, aren't you? The seniors.
Willie Pelland.
Final game.
J.D. Whedon.
Well,
what great memories.
I remember when they held Montrose to nothing to nothing until there was 30 seconds left in that game, in the second game of the season, we're thinking, maybe there's something going on here. We really did not have high expectations.
Certainly did not. I did not expect to be sitting here where we are. It's a state championship game.
But without their quarterback, they held that
sweep to the right.
18.
Butler chased down and brought down by Michael Mills. Boy, Michael Mills, what a player. Levi Federhoff also in there. But two of the probably the best, one of the best linebacking cores in the state, Chad Montevier and Nick Ciani, and they will be honored with a lot of postseason accolades, no doubt. Third down and five now for the Cardinals. Time running out here on the Demons, trailing 29-6. Dalton Taylor waiting for that clock to run down before he calls for the ball. Man in motion, snap, hand off to Berry. Berry's across the 30, skips across the 34-yard line. Matt Berry with a first down for the Cardinals.
Berry well over 100 yards. That 30-yard touchdown run put him over that mark. He's got 129, and then whatever he got on that play. Looks like a gain of about 13.
First and 10, Cardinals, their own 34. Hand out to Berry, left guard. Tackled by Blaze Barham.
Well, we were hoping for a lot more drama. They certainly had it in that 2A title game between Olathe and Brush.
But Cardinals will run it a couple more times and then get to do a kneel down. Congratulations to the Olathe Pirates for winning the 2A state title. They're second in 3 years. Demons, unfortunately, could not repeat the feat for the West Slope 3A. Dalton Taylor waiting for that clock to run down. Takes the snap. Hands off to Beery. Stacked up. Brought down by Ayala. Pelland. Barron. Minute 30 to go. 29-6 Elizabeth. I know a lot of folks, as Coach Chris Klein talked about in the pregame interview, a lot of folks in Rifle are pulling for him, wishing him the best. And he's going to get his first goal of football. So head coach of the Elizabeth Cardinals after 11 years. Third down at 6. 1 minute to go in the game. Here comes the blitz from Ciani. Went too far. Hand off to Butler, and Butler short of the first down. But Elizabeth fans on their feet. The countdown is on. 45 seconds left. How special for Chris Klein and to share a championship with his son, Chase. He was in second grade when they left Rifle.
It was a much smaller scale, but my daughter played for me, and we won a middle school basketball championship. So I know a little bit of the pride he must feel.
Taylor, hands off to Berry. He's got the first down, and that's all she wrote. 14 seconds left. And Coach Klein,
Klein got
wearing short pants. They got him with the water bucket. I think he was expecting it. He just stood there and took a shower.
That's the happiest ice bath he'll ever take, I would guess.
10 seconds to go. Here we go. The Elizabeth Cardinals, your 2010 3A state champions, 14-0. The final score, Elizabeth 29, Glenwood 6.
And the red-clad fans on the far side of the field, a lot of them rising to cheer their team as they walk over to the sidelines. And now the post-game congratulations being exchanged between the two teams.
And I'm going to head down the field and talk to some players, maybe Coach Chris Klein and Coach Rocky Whitworth. The final score, Elizabeth 29 and the Glenwood Demons 6. This is KMTS and Be Her TV. And welcome back to Legacy Stadium in Aurora. It's Cherokee's Trail High School. I'm Ron Milhorn along with Jack Jabor and down the field, the Elizabeth Cardinals celebrating their first ever state championship in any sport. 29-6, the Glenwood Demons lose to the Elizabeth Cardinals. Just a dominant performance by the Cardinals today. Great running by Matt Bieri, Dalton Taylor. Just a very simple attack, but they just executed. They own the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And Matt Bieri and Dalton Taylor and the rest of the team captains for the Elizabeth Cardinals getting the job done, leading this team to a great victory, 29-6. And congratulations to the Cardinals and Coach Chris Klein. Jack, you got to, you know, it probably a little sentimentality. It's got to do your heart good to see your former student athlete, Chris Klein, win a title.
Absolutely. Chris, he's got to be one of the nicest human beings on the planet. And he's humble and, like all coaches, he loves his kids. But in that interview prior, you could hear that. But, I mean, in defeat, in years before, he's just been so congratulatory of the rifle coaches and then Glenwood last year, and so complimentary to him. One of the things he said was last year they tried to put too many things into their game plan for Glenwood, then the poor conditions pretty much took that away. Today they didn't try to do anything other than what they've done all season long, and they executed fantastically. 151 yards on the ground for Matt Bieri and the two 30-yard touchdown runs, and Dalton Taylor only put the ball in the air three times. They didn't need it.
Jack, I'm going to see if I can get a word with Chris real quick.
All right.
We give up 7.7 points a game all year, and here we give up six to a really, really good team. So, first championship in school history for a team sport. We've won two gymnastics titles, but for a first team sport ever. We are.
Out here a little bit. Okay.
Finals, won a playoff game on the road, and now a state championship. It's just a special group of kids. I'm really proud of them.
Coach, how special is it to congratulations with Coach Chris Klein and the Elizabeth Cardinals? How special is it for you to win this? I think a lot of folks on the Western Slope are cheering you on.
Yeah, I hope so, because it's been a long time coming, and that West Slope's been pretty nasty to me over the years, going over to Rifle and Glenwood over the years and losing those playoff games on the road and finally beating a West Slope team. You know, it's just something really special, really special.
Pretty neat moment you'll be able to share with your son.
Oh, incredible. You know, it doesn't get any better than that, having your son be a senior, and he was an integral part of what happened today, and I'm so proud of him.
How were you guys able to control the line of scrimmage the way you did?
You know, a lot of it's just we comboed block well, and we came off the ball, and our misdirection makes them unsure who has the ball, and you could see a little doubt, and then they hesitate, and then we have them. And we have some athletes once they get loose.
Well, congratulations.
But that's a darn good Glenwood team. They have nothing. They had a great team. They've had a great year, and they're tough. That Jacob kid, I don't know how we kept him contained for only 6 points today. That's an amazing feat.
That's Coach Chris Klein of the Elizabeth Cardinals enjoying a great victory. We're trying to round up a couple of players from Glenwood, but at the moment they're not in the mood to talk. But, Jack, you got any numbers yet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I got a few things. One of the things that jumps out at you, it's pretty obvious that Elizabeth was able to run the ball, but they gained 295 yards on the ground, 49 carries. Battle Mountain had 299 against Glenwood, and in the playoffs, Lewis Palmer, 233. Those are the only three times all season that Glenwood's given up 200 yards rushing. The second half for Glenwood, they just couldn't get anything. You know, we have been so complimentary of the Glenwood coaching staff and their second half adjustments, and deservedly so. This team has improved week after week. They were much better in the playoffs than they looked earlier in the season, and they have just continued to improve. But they just ran into a wall today. You know, Drew Halsh had three carries for 9 yards in the second half. Luke Jacob did get free for 46 on five carries in the fourth quarter, but. You know, the numbers are just paltry compared to what they're used to. Jacob wound up with 104 yards on 19 carries, but Halsh 10 for 48, and you could just tell that he wasn't the Drew Halsh we saw last week, just, you know, making people miss, dragging people. And you know, the pounding he took from Canyon City last week obviously, you know, played a role here. Luke Jacob put the ball up 29 times. I think he attempted 31 earlier in the season, but completed 15, half of them, but just 99 yards, and then, of course, the three interceptions. you know, you just can't turn the ball over like that. Glenwood managed to get one turnover on a right after Jacob had thrown an interception in the first half. But you can't do anything but just congratulate Elizabeth. You know, they knew what they had to do. They had to stop that combo of Jacob and Halsh. And,
sure.
You know, we don't know if Drew is hard. You know, was limited, if the coaches deliberately went away from him because they knew that he couldn't stand up under the pounding. We don't know that for a fact. Maybe we'll find out, but I doubt it. You know, I doubt that Drew or anybody else will make that kind of an excuse. They'll just say, you know, that Elizabeth was a better team on the field today.
Sure. 29-6 the final score. Elizabeth beating Glenwood Springs for their first team state championship. You heard Coach Chris Klein mention that the gymnastics squad won a couple of state titles, but this is a big one, and they're going to be partying in the little town of Elizabeth for a long time. And Coach Rocky Whitworth giving a quick interview on the other side of the field. Unfortunately, let me see if our mic will reach.
Okay, while you're doing that, I can run down. Let's see, did I say Matt Beery, 151 yards and 22 carries. He was the horse, but he disappeared in the third quarter a little bit. Just four carries for 10 yards, but in that fourth quarter. Of course, the first play of the fourth quarter, he goes for 30 yards, and that really sealed it. That gave Elizabeth a 22-6 lead just seconds into the fourth quarter. And they had a couple of quick drives where they took advantage of. Glenwood was not able to punt the ball well today. They were not able to move the ball in the second half. And that one exchange where they started with the ball on about their 4-yard line, and then, you know, Montevier got a decent punt, almost 40 yards, but it still left Elizabeth with just 40-some yards to go, and they covered it in two plays.
Rocky here. Coach, a bitter defeat, but you lost to a very good team.
Well, it was. You know, any defeat is not very good, but nothing against them. They had a great team and a great plan, and they executed well when they had to, but I'm very proud of our guys. They did everything I asked all year long. They came out and played their hearts out today. They battled. We had some big plays against us, but for them to come out and compete and do what they did, I'm just a great group of seniors. Brought in some young kids into the team, into the fold, and they battled all the way. So they scratched and clawed, and it was kind of typical of us, and just didn't go our way at the end.
Coach, was Drew hampered a little bit?
I don't know. You know, he was cleared, went out there and did everything he could, but at this point in time, you know, who can say?
Really, Luke really stepped up and did a great job, as he's done all season, trying to carry this team on his back.
He did, and he made some great plays for us, and as he's done all year, and did everything he could to make a difference today. He's been a great leader, just a great quarterback, and we're going to miss him.
You know, it's kind of tough. You're behind the eight ball when you give up the ball three times, interceptions, and against a good team like that, it's tough to come back from.
It was very difficult to hang in there, but we had to just keep opening up more and more. And when that happened, some opportunities for them came available, and they took advantage.
You know, it's tough to console the kids right now, especially the seniors being their last ball game. But, man, they've got bright futures. Chad, Nick, and all the rest, they've got bright futures ahead of them. Whether it's in athletics or academics, they're great kids. Like you said, you can be nothing but proud of them.
Yeah, I'm so proud. And it's just been my pleasure as a coach to work, you know, with those players, and our Glenwood community is like none other. And I'm just happy to have had this opportunity.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on a great season. I'm sorry for a tough loss, but, man, you got some good kids, and we're looking forward I think Glenwood football is really on the map. You've brought a lot of attention to the West Slope and to Glenwood Spring.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rock, we're the head coach of the Glenwood Demons. The season at this moment, 29-6, the final score. The Elizabeth Cardinals come out on top and win their first significant team championship. And congratulations to Chris Klein and the Elizabeth Cardinals. And tough break for the Glenwood Demons, but again, nothing to hang their heads about. They lost to a very tough team, a determined team, a team that was that really made up their minds to get this done last year when they lost in the first round to Glenwood on that snowy day at Stubler. And, boy, it's the final remnants of the 2008 state championship are moving on. Nick Ciani, Chad Montevier, Willie Pelland, Blaze Barham, and the rest that escape my memory right now. But we'll again recognize the seniors. What a fantastic season. And they finish up at 13-2, and they lose to a very good team, the Elizabeth Cardinals. Still celebrating. They haven't left the field. And it was a neat moment watching Chris Klein meet his son, who was carrying that gold ball, and that's going to be displayed proudly in the trophy case at Elizabeth High School. 29-6, the Cardinals over the Glenwood Demons for the 2010 3A State Championship. I want to thank everyone at Be Heard TV, Chris Tribble, and the whole staff doing a great job. We've enjoyed doing these webcasts, and we're going to continue. We're going to sign off for Be Heard TV for right now, but we're going to continue on KMTS in just a moment as we wrap up things for the 2010 football season, and we'll get ready for basketball, believe it or not. The final score again, Elizabeth beating the Glenwood Demons 29-6 to claim the 2A, the 3A state championship. I'm Ron Milhorn saying so long on Be Heard TV from Legacy Stadium in Aurora. Ron Milhorn, Jack Jabor, as the Elizabeth Cardinals still celebrating on the field their first state championship in football. So they beat the Glenwood Demons 29-6. Demons finished the season at 13-2. And, hey, they can proudly display that second-place trophy. They lost to a very good team. And Chris Klein, congratulations to him and his staff and to his son as they will be celebrating for the next several days in the town of Elizabeth.
It looked like pretty much the whole town was here.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, a small town outside of Denver. Chris described it as a ranching community, kind of like Rifle, where he grew up. But Glenwood well represented as also a great turnout for the Demons here, and really a great season. It's too bad the second half just didn't provide much in the way of highlights for Glenwood, because this whole season has just been a highlight.
Yeah.
If Jacob doesn't get that concussion in the first assault game, maybe they're undefeated to this game, and we have a clash of a couple of undefeated teams as it is. Glenwood reeled off 10 wins in a row, I think, or 11 in a row to go 12 and 1 coming into this game, and then finishes 12-2. And goodness, I know they beat Basalt easily in that first game, but it didn't appear like a 12, a team that it would be in the state finals until they beat Palisade with that fourth quarter comeback, and that kind of signified that this might be some kind of a special team here, and it certainly was. Looking at this game, the pivotal moment to me in this game was in the second half. Glenwood was trailing just 8-6, and they were driving down the field, or no, it was 15-6. I'm sorry, and they were driving in the final minutes of the first half, and they put together five first downs, and Cam Avery and Luke Jacob were hooking up for passes for a lot of that yardage, but. They got down to inside the 30, I believe it was, and they got as far as the 25, and they had an illegal substitution call that put it back first and 15, and then on the next, or they managed to get another, they completed a short pass, but didn't get much on it, and the next play, Luke rolled out and just didn't have anybody to throw to, and the ball was picked off by Goldsberry, and you thought that was going to be a certain score, at least a field goal, which would have made up for the missed extra point and got them kind of back in the ball game. Would have been 15-9, where they could have struck with one score, but the failure to get any points there right before halftime, and then in the third quarter, Glenwood just didn't have it. Seven carries for 8 yards on the ground. Jacob was 1 for 5 for 4 yards passing, just 12 yards gained in the third quarter, and the third quarter has been owned by Glenwood all season long. They had a
thank you so much.
they had a 103-28 advantage in the third quarter this season or something like that. And, you know, only gave up four touchdowns. Well, that was Larry Bull, was it? The AD here for...
In the Cherry Creek School District.
And boy, did he save our bacon at the beginning of the telecast. We want to thank him for his graciousness and getting us a phone line when we were scrambling.
Yeah.
But, you know, Glenwood just was not able to do what they've been able to do all season long. And some credit's got to go to... a lot of the credit has to go to Elizabeth, who obviously scouted them well and defended well. And yet Glenwood, I'm sure, did the same thing, but they were not able to stop Matt Berry, especially on those two 30-yard runs. And as Chris Klein said in your interview with him afterwards, Glenwood bought the misdirection. They've run into that before, but maybe just not executed as well.
Yeah.
This was a one-dimensional team. I mean, they threw the ball three times. They completed one pass, and yet the Demons were unable to stop them in the second half, and 295 total yards rushing for Elizabeth is very impressive. 106 yards in that fourth quarter, and Glenwood, they were able to, you know, Jacob was able to run for 46 in the quarter, but that was it, you know, for Glenwood. They completed 2 of 6 and had another interception, 3 picks on the day. And, you know, a great season, but it somehow doesn't feel that good right now. You know, but to put the second-place trophy in the case along with the gold ball from 08, you know, that shows you that you've got a program to be respected.
Absolutely, no question. And we tried to get some interviews with some of the seniors, Chad and Nick, but they were inconsolable. And they'll bounce back, and, hey, life goes on. And these are, you know, it's you'll think back on this and think, we were so close to that gold football. But a lot of these seniors have a gold football and a championship ring, and they can be proud of a great career. Going to the state championship twice in your high school career is quite an accomplishment. And of course, Rifle did that a few years ago, winning it in 05 or 04 and then losing in 05. So great memories, and again, hats off to the coaching staff, Rocky Whitworth and the rest, doing a great job.
Well, and there's only two teams in the entire 3A ranks that we're playing today.
Yep.
And that's certainly something to be proud of.
The seniors that we will bid farewell to on the football field anyway, Luke Jacob, Drew Halsh, Chris Ayala, Yaz Tribble, Chad Montevere, Manuel Cervantes, Colin Thornton, Daniel Fishbein, Nick Ciani, Eric Gonzalez, Mike Moreno, Blaze Barham, Willie Pelland, and J.D. Whedon. And again, thanks to Coach Rocky Whitworth and his staff, Neil Galuba, Joe Lutke, Eric Naislanik, Steve Carter, Dennis Brunk, Guy Ryan, Jared Walter, Pat Engel, Terrence Hawkins, Greg Greer, Jad Ditlow, Brian Shohan, and Steve Olick, and Marnie Barton for keeping the boys healthy all season long. That is going to do it from Legacy Stadium. I want to recognize our sponsors, Trish Romero, American Family Insurance, McDonald's, Flooring America, Mountain Air Mechanical, Posh Boutique, Accelerate Human Performance, Berthoud Motors, Carbondale Insurance Service, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Carpet One, Moe's Southwest Grill, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Warehouse Furniture and Bedding, Sunshine's Coffee, Deli, Take and Bake, Got You Covered, in Glenwood Springs, new name, same great company, V2K, now got you covered doing window coverings and only window coverings, like the newest offering from Hunter Douglas, new design studio, Roman Shade, got you covered, a proud sponsor of the Glenwood Demons. W.J. Bradley and Michael Picori, W.J. Bradley Mortgage in Glenwood Springs, in the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. For Dave Johnson, thank you, Dave, so much for board hopping this afternoon. Appreciate your efforts, sir, back at the studio. For Joe Sabrowski, our sideline reporter, for Jack Jabor, I'm Ron Milhorn saying so long from Legacy Stadium in Aurora. It has been fun and a great season. Congratulations to the Glenwood Demons. Second place, but first place, and the championship trophy goes to the 14-0 Elizabeth Cardinals and Chris Klein. Our final score, Elizabeth 29, the Glenwood Demons 6. And again, congratulations to the Olathe Pirates for winning the 2A title. So that's going to do it. We will take some time off for the next week or so, and then get ready for basketball coming up. The Glenwood Demons girls and boys. Looks like a good season ahead. So Again, that's going to do it from Legacy Stadium in Aurora. Final score, Elizabeth 29, Glenwood 6. Thanks for listening to KMTS, KMTS.com, and watching Be Heard TV. Have a great weekend.